This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
It is a cooker in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Warm Wednesday night. Hope you're tuning us in from some air conditioning or you've found some shade here at Segra Stadium. Game 2 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats is around the corner on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. I'm Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey. It is great to be with you tonight. We are live two different ways, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app for our online radio broadcast. And you can also watch tonight's game between the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats in HD video quality by tuning into MILB.TV. Subscribe now and get $10 off your annual subscription going into the 2023 season as well by using the promo code Woodpeckers at checkout, MILB.TV. Well, Colin, yesterday the Woodpeckers played a good first four innings. Colton Gordon was the starter for the Woodpeckers, the first lefty to go to the mound all year long, making his Carolina League debut, the eighth rounder by the Astros in 2021. Pitched four innings yesterday of just one-run baseball. The one run that scored against him was on a double steal play by the Mudcats, a crafty base-running play with runners on the corners. But Colton Gordon bounced back, struck out the final two batters he faced. He didn't issue a walk, five Ks in total. Justin Williams came in behind him, hit a go-ahead two-run home run to give the Woodpeckers a 2-1 lead. They added on another run on a Leo Stanley Molina RBI double, but that's where the scoring stopped for the Woodpeckers, and the wheels kind of fell off afterward.
Yeah, it certainly did. Those middle innings just killed them, really, the four runs in the fifth inning. Shea Berry had a bit of command issues early on in his outing, and it just didn't really get a whole lot better from there on. Had some errors also that compounded things in the field. And like you said, the offense outside of that three-run fourth inning didn't really have a whole lot, especially against that bullpen for Carolina. I give a lot of credit for them closing out the final four innings of that ball game in shutout fashion. So really the name of the game right now is to try to just get something consistently going on both ends, both pitching and offensively. This Carolina team's taken each of the last five games over the Woodpeckers, so they've had their number, especially all season long, taking 9 of 13 games against Fayetteville. But, hey, this Woodpeckers team's been strong on Wednesdays throughout the game. They know how to bounce back after losing the series opener. They'll have to do the same thing here tonight in front of their home crowd.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Fayetteville trying to solve these Mudcats. They've lost five in a row, a 4-9 record now against the Brewers single-A affiliate. 3-4 in this ballpark. The bulk of those wins in the season series have come here at Segra Stadium. The last time the Mudcats were here in Fayetteville back in June, the Woodpeckers split with them in a six-game set. So they'll try and even things tonight with their right-hander on the mound. Daylen Miley gets the start today. 2-5 record with a 5.33 ERA. He pitched against these Mudcats earlier in the month. Gave up five runs, but just two were earned. He had some defensive miscues behind him, so he'll hope for a little bit of a cleaner effort behind him tonight. He takes on right-hander Fernando Holguin, 1-2 with a 5.02 ERA. That ERA, though, doesn't describe the outing he had against the Woodpeckers in his first meeting with Fayetteville. Five innings of one-run ball and six strikeouts to earn the win, the only winning decision of the season for Holguin coming in that game against the Woodpeckers. A quick look at the Carolina League standings before we step aside for a break. In the North Division, the Fredericksburg Nationals are out to the best second half start of any ball club. 18-6 are their first 24 games. The Down East Wood Ducks at 13-11 sit five games already out of first place, but they're in second. Salem trails by six games. These Mudcats at 12-13 in the second half, 46-45 overall. They're 6.5 games out of first place, and they're followed by the the five seed Lynchburg Hillcats and the bottom feeders, the Delmarva Shorebirds in 9-16. In the South Division, where the Woodpeckers reside, the Kannapolis Cannonballers have a 16-9 record, first place lead of a game and a half over Columbia. Charleston and Myrtle Beach are in the middle of the pack, 13-11, 13-12 respectively. Augusta 9-14, and the Woodpeckers now sit at the bottom, 8.5 games out of first place, and 2.5 games behind the fifth-place club, Augusta, with a 7-17 second-half record. So some making up to do. It's game 90 of the season for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We have 42 of these puppies left to go in the 2022 year, so every game counts now for Fayetteville, and they hope that they can even this series. First pitch coming up at 7:05 Eastern. In just moments, we'll step aside for a break, and on the other side of the anthem, we have more numbers on tonight's starting pitchers. We have the lineup cards announced by the managers Joe Thon and Victor Estevez for Game 2. Glad to have you with us in downtown Fayetteville tonight on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. First pitch coming up next on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV. Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Secker Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball live on the air in downtown Fayetteville. Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey. Thanks for being with us tonight. It is game two of this six-game matchup between the Woodpeckers and the Mudcats, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Milwaukee Brewers, going head-to-head tonight. Dalen Miley is on the mound, firing off his warm-up throws. The right-hander for the Woodpeckers, making his 17th appearance and 10th start of the season. 2-5 record and a 5.33 ERA. Miley just short of 50 innings this year, 49 innings pitched. He's given up 29 earned runs over that stretch. He's really limited the long ball, just one home run surrendered all year long, 41 walks and 58 strikeouts for Dalen Miley. Let's go ahead and meet the starting nine that he will face of the Carolina Mudcats. The lineup card announced by the first-year manager, Victor Estevez. The Mudcats, 46-45 overall in the season. 12-13 in the second half of play, and they are sitting in fourth place in the Carolina League North Division. Leading off will be Henry Mendez, the lefty. He plays right field. Eduardo Fernandez added to the roster yesterday. He debuts tonight for the Mudcats and hits second. Oswald Leones, the DH, is third. Hedbert Perez, the cleanup hitter, out in left. And Eduardo Garcia will hit fifth and play out at short. Zach Robbie, the second baseman, he is sixth. Jesus Chirino, seven. He's over at first base. Third baseman Jeremy Vargas is eight. And rounding it out is Jesus Garcia, the catcher. Henry Mendez is into the left side, and we are just about ready to go. Dalen Miley gets his first set of signs from his catcher, Freddie Guillamo. Left leg kick, first pitch of the night, and it's pulled on a fly out into shallow right. Cody Orr battling that setting sun. He finds his spot, brings it in. One pitch, one out, and that's where our ball game starts tonight in Fayetteville. It is sunny and 93 degrees. It is a warm one, light crowd here at Segra Stadium today, but can't blame a lot of folks for wanting to stay in the AC tonight. Lots of baseball in store throughout the weekend. Eduardo Fernandez, the new Carolina hitter, after the fly ball to right starts the game. Fernandez, the right-handed hitting center fielder. Tall right-hander, but he has a crouched stance. And the pitch misses low from Miley. Eduardo, a 6'3" right-handed hitter, weighs in at 201, a 20-year-old from the Dominican Republic, international free agent signing by the Brewers in 2018. There's a fastball strike from Dalen Miley, leveling the count at one ball and one strike. Three-pitch mix that Dalen will throw at you. The fastball, changeup, slider, and he likes to use that off-speed. 1-1 is that slider, and it misses a little bit up and in. Two balls and one strike for our radio audience tonight. The Mudcats are in the red unis again, that red top with Mudcats in white, a little bit of a black detail down the sides of the uniform, black belts, gray pants, and black batting helmets for the Carolina hitters. There's the slider from Miley floating in at 79, and it gets Fernandez reaching out in front for strike two. Woodpeckers are in the home whites today with the black ball caps, the Woodpecker logo on the front of that cap. Miley's 2-2. Strikes him out looking. Slider squeezed on the inside. And that breaking ball is working in the early going for Dalen Miley. It'll bring up Oswald Leones. But the black hats, white tops, Woodpeckers across the chest, black numbers on the backs, nameplates as well. Miley on the back of Dalen's uniform, a black nameplate with some red detail around the letters. The black belts, white pants, a black pinstripe going down the side of the leg, and high black socks for Dalen Miley on the mound. He has two quick outs and faces left-hander Oswald Leones, the DH. And the first pitch clips the corner. Fastball from Miley. It is 0-1. Infield on a shift to the lefty. Molina over towards the middle. Whitaker off of that third base line. Here's the 0-2 or the 0-1 make it. And a slider shorts the plate and brings it to one ball and one strike.
Yeah, Leones initially was actually slated to bat eighth in the order. We had a late change in the lineup about 4 o'clock that kind of shuffled things around.
Yeah, Jefferson Kuro was a late scratch, originally scheduled to bat third and catch. And there's a knee-high changeup by Miley. It's called a strike on Leones, and he gets ahead 1-2. Good to see Miley peppering the strike zone in this opening inning. He went just two frames last time against the Mudcats, walked one, struck out one, and gave up 3 unearned runs, five total, 2 earned. Defense had some miscues behind him. Sometimes they say second time seeing a pitcher, advantage offense, but it's at least been a few weeks since Miley last faced off against the Mudcats, and now he gets to do it at home. 2-2 pitch incoming. And that's a slider just off of the outside. Guillamo tried to frame it and didn't get the call. Light breeze moving across the outfield from left to right. Those flags above the left center field wall, breezing just slightly out there in the wind. Payoff pitch to Leones, and he hits a blistering line drive foul up above the rain tarp down the right field line. And it's still a full count on the Carolina DH. Leones was in the lineup yesterday, a spot higher. He was batting second for the Mudcats. Started his night 0-2 and then ended up reaching on a fielder's choice and hit by a pitch. In total, though, he went 0-4. He was one of 3 Carolina batters hit yesterday, and he was plunked with the bases loaded, got an RBI out of it in that sixth inning. Here's the payoff again. And a foul tip. Guillamo shows the baseball. Miley struck him out. A good start for Dalen Miley, using a heavy, hefty help into that slider to get a couple of strikeouts. And he goes 1-2-3 to put the Woodpeckers up to the plate for the first time. Hallmark, Cerny, and Loperfido will lead it off. We have the rest of the Woodpeckers starting tonight as well when we return.
Bunker's Entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop here in Fayetteville for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Make some noise for Bunker! Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on 3. 1, 2, 3. Tonight's Woodpeckers walk-up music is presented by the Big 95.7 WKML. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 2, Jackson Hallmark.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium, where we are just underway. Dalen Miley retires the Carolina side in order, strikes out a pair in the top of the first, and now Jackson Hallmark gets to lead it off against Fernando Holguin. The first pitch is chopped on one high bounce out towards third. Vargas fielding behind the bag, rushes a throw just in time. It's grabbed with a stretch and a backhand by Chirinos over at first. And just like the first inning, top of the first inning, one pitch, one out, starting things out for the Woodpeckers. Logan Cerny is coming up. Rest of the lineup card for Joe Thon has Joey Loperfido in the on-deck circle hitting third. Justin Williams, the cleanup man. Tyler Whitaker is fifth. First pitch to Cerny. A fastball on the inside, called strike one. Cody Orr is sixth. Leo Stanley Molina, 7. Rainier Rivas, 8. And Freddie Guillamo, the catcher, rounds it out. Pitch down and inside on Cerny. One ball and one strike. Logan Cerny hit a couple of deep fly balls yesterday, one of which died on the base of the center field fence right out near the rocking chairs, and he almost came up with another long ball. It would have been his 15th of the year. He's right atop that Carolina League home run race with guys like Sammy Infante of the Fred Nats and DJ Gladney of the Cannonballers. Here's a breaking ball that's rolled up the middle into center, and Logan Cerny has himself a base hit to start his night. Good swing by Logan after he went 0 for 4 yesterday. He's aboard for the first time here at home and has that speed on base for Holguin to contend with. Joey Loperfido coming up, and Colin has the Carolina defense for you.
Well, the Cats with an error-free contest on Tuesday night. Jesus Garcia in the lineup behind the plate doing the catching for Holguin. Jesus Chirinos over at first. Zach Robbie, the second baseman, as Loperfido takes ball one. Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop. Jeremy Vargas is at third. Left to right in the outfield, Hedbert Perez. Eduardo Fernandez in his debut. And Henry Mendez, the right fielder.
Joey Loperfido hacks at a high changeup, and he fouls it to the backstop. So one ball, one strike count on Joey, the lone left-handed hitter in the lineup tonight for the Woodpeckers. And that's significant when you're facing a guy like Holguin. Loperfido spoils this one foul down the third base side on a fly. And the count is 1-2. Olguin does a really good job of handling right-handed hitters. He's holding them to just a 188 combined batting average this year. So it seemed like the type of night where Victor Mizquiai might be a beneficial bat to have in the lineup card. Don't know if Mizquiai is unavailable tonight or just getting a night of rest. But Loperfido is the lone lefty, so important that he has a big night. And now Logan Cerny gets caught off guard, taking his secondary lead. The throw over to first. Chirinos holds on to the ball. Cerny tried to retreat back to first, and he's tagged out. That was well-timed by Fernando Olguin. I don't know if Cerny had intentions to run, but he took his secondary lead, and that's right when Olguin spun around through to first, and he had Cerny caught. Now it's Joey Loperfido in a 1-2 count and a swing and a foul off. The catcher, keep it where it is. Logan Cerny, 31 stolen bases, leading the club. There's a good chance he was thinking about going there, and that might have caused him to get a little aggressive with that secondary lead. 1-2, here it is again to Loperfido, and a slider missed outside. Olguin kind of turns around, shows his number to the catcher. He had that one slip out of the fingers and goes to the rosin bag.
It's the sixth time that Cerny's been caught stealing, although that one was more picked off on.
Outside pitch, that was high as well. Full count on Loperfido. He is a 296 batter. That is the top average on the club. He has 84 hits this year, 6 home runs, 40 driven in. Hits with the bases empty, 2 outs, and that one shorted the plate. Olguin tried to go to the fastball, and Loperfido draws a long walk. 6-pitch walk to Joey.
That makes that gap on the bases by Cerny hurt a little bit more. Then you'd have 2 on and 1 away.
Right.
Cerny would have been up at second anyways had he stolen the base regardless, but still a good spot to be in with 2 down. We saw a walk from Loperfido yesterday set the table for Justin Williams, who promptly delivered a 2-run home run. But with 2 down, a little bit tougher circumstances against a guy, like you mentioned, Champion Olguin, who has handled right-handed batters very well this season.
They'll bring up, as you mentioned, Colin Justin Williams, cleanup batter. There was a conversation briefly between our umpiring crew. Working the plate tonight is Brian Laws, and the base umpire is yesterday's plate umpire, Shea Graham. The two-man umpiring crew in the black ball caps, the black polos, and the gray pants. First pitch to Williams is hit on a line out to left field. That will fall for a base hit. Loperfido cruises to second base. Williams attacking the first offering. And the runners are at first and second against Olguin, and that's going to bring up Tyler Whitaker. And just to go back to your point again, Colin, that stolen base continues to the caught stolen base. The pickoff of Cerny looms large. You'd have a bases loaded opportunity right now. Cerny maybe even scoring on a ball like that up to if he was standing on second base. Not to beat down that point, but it's how significant some of those pickoff moves can end up being. Really helps a pitcher in later stages of the inning. Whitaker is up, and he swings at a first pitch off speed. 81-mile-per-hour breaking ball by Olguin, and it's 0-1.
But at the end of the day, that's the risk you run with an aggressive base runner like Cerny. It's clearly worked for him this season, swiping 31 bags, so you'll have mistakes from time to time, especially as a young player.
Slide step home, and a changeup misses in. It's a 1-ball, 1-strike count. Whitaker comes into tonight's ball game batting 166. He has 11 doubles, 3 triples, along with 4 home runs and 34 driven in. Yesterday, Whitaker started his series 0-for-3, but did reach on a walk and score a run. A fastball placed just off the outside corner. Good eye by Whitaker, and it's 2-1. That's something he's been doing a little bit more this year, and he has in each and every month, is drawing the walk. He's just one more walk to make it 8 in the month, and that would be the most in a single month this year after he walked 7 times in June. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball down in the dirt. Garcia can't find it. It trickles away from him, and both runners will advance. Cerny goes to, or rather, Megan Loperfido goes to third, and Williams to second base.
That's really significant because obviously Loperfido can just trot home on a base hit from Whitaker, but now you got a chance at scoring Williams with him going on contact and 2 down.
That was a blockable ball by Garcia, and he just couldn't find it. He did a whole 360 trying to figure out where the baseball was. 3-1 pitch comes home, gets a swing and a miss out of Tyler. And the count runs full, 3-2.
It's be big if he can make something happen here because he's struggled this season against Mudcats pitching.
Only runs for Fayetteville yesterday came in the fourth inning, but they're trying to crack the scoreboard early. Whitaker got a piece of it and pulls it foul. Still a full count on Witt. Next pitch will be number 20 of the inning for Fernando Holguin. He threw 73 pitches in his five innings of baseball against the Woodpeckers back on July 2nd. Payoff. Whitaker fouls it off again. Good battle with two strikes.
Just 4-47 against the Mudcats this season, so good opportunity. Has driven in four runs, drawn four walks as well. All you're looking for is a base hit, and you're likely to give your team a couple of runs in the early going.
Loperfido at third, Williams at second, scoreless game in the bottom of the first. Cerny picked off earlier in the inning after singling. And now the payoff pitch again, and Whitaker spoils it off. And a really good two-strike battle now. He's fouled off three straight two-strike pitches. I think that's the part of Tyler Whitaker's game that we noticed right from the get-go. Yeah, there's been a lot of strikeouts for Tyler, but there's a good chunk of those strikeouts that have come after he's fouled off a couple of two-strike pitches. He makes opposing arms really earn it if you're going to sit him down. And now he's seen just about every pitch in the repertoire. Here it is again. And a slow roller. This is hit to third. Vargas is charging. Fields on the grass. Throws on the move and beats Whitaker by a few steps and ends the scoring threat. Loperfido and Williams left on in scoring position. The Woodpeckers get no runs on two base hits, no errors, and two runners left on. Scoreless after one tonight in downtown Fayetteville. Dalen Miley back to the mound when we return.
Cam. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Dalen Miley. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Mudcats, the left fielder, number 2, Hedbert Perez.
Through one inning tonight in Fayetteville, Dalen Miley retired the side in order in his first inning of work, and now in the top of the second, he faces the 4, 5, and 6 of the Carolina order. Hedbert Perez, lefty, takes a first pitch slider that curls around the outside corner. Good one from Miley. That's the pitch that was helping him get a couple of strikeouts in that first. Perez, a .218 batter with 11 homers and 41 driven in, lifts the elbows out of the way, but that's called strike two. Changeup. And when Miley's feeling it, he's going to throw that slider-changeup combination about 65 to 70% of the time. The fastball almost becomes a third pitch in the arsenal for him. That's the change, and it misses up and away. A lot of finesse to his game. That's a way I would describe it. But he has talked about needing to establish that fastball first, a little bit more fastball usage in the opening inning, and then once everything feels comfortable, really start to mess with the timing. And a strike on the outside corner. That's strike three. Dalen Miley has K'd three in a row now. That was all off speed by Miley to Perez. Couple of sliders, couple of changeups. And the Carolina cleanup man said packing. That'll bring up Eduardo Garcia.
Starting to see the Dalen Miley we saw in his first appearance against this Mudcats team, where he was getting that strikeout pitch working. Pitch with a lot of confidence. Great to see after what happened in his last outing back in Zebulon against this team.
First pitch strike, beginning the at-bat to Garcia. Eduardo Garcia, the five-hitter. He's a righty. Keeps that back foot as far as it can go in the back of the right-handed box. And he waves and misses. A slider messes with his timing, and it's quickly 0-2. Infield straight up, outfield as well against Garcia. Whitaker guarding that line a bit over at third, playing a deep third. 0-2 is popped up, back of home. Guillamo takes off the mask but watches it get foul. And the count will stay where it is on Eduardo Garcia. Knight to make it 20 pitches for Dalen Miley, and his first 14 of the night have been in the strike zone. And after the foul ball, another 0-2. Pop fly. This is slicing towards the first base foul territory. Gets over the net and into the seats. Man, fell right into a fan's hands, and he bobbled it. Didn't have anybody around him. He was ready to make a play. In and out of the hands.
That's one you got to give away after, even if you end up recovering.
Yeah, find the nearest kid. He didn't earn that baseball. The 0-2 again, and he got him reaching. Strike three, four in a row for Dalen Miley. And they've all been on sliders. That pitch really has the Carolina heart of the order in knots right now to start the night. Now here's Zach Robbie.
Four punchouts. He had three in the entire month of July prior to this outing. So a very promising sign to see Dalen Miley missing as many bats as he has through the first five batters he's faced in this ballgame.
Yeah, this is looking like the Dalen Miley, mentioned Colin, who struck out six Mudcats earlier in the year in his first time facing the Mudcats, but maybe even the best version of Dalen, which was in early May on the road in Charleston when he was pitching with the against the Charleston River Dogs. Zach Robbie chased one down to the dirt. He's in a nothing in one count. And here's the pitch. Fastball, rare fastball from Miley in this inning. He missed just outside, 1-1. He combined to go seven scoreless innings at the Joe in Charleston against one of the best offenses in the Carolina League in the River Dogs. And struck out 12 batters over those 12 innings, including eight over four innings on May 8th. A foul back into the screen. And Dalen Miley right now is on that type of pace. He's gotten ahead of just about every batter he's faced. And now he has Robbie in a two-strike count after a foul ball into the screen. Miley gets a new baseball, gets on that rubber, gets the sign from Guillamo. And the target set a little bit low. Here it comes. Fastball squared up on a line center field. Hallmark able to cut it off, running to his left, striding into that alleyway and bringing it in. Another 1-2-3 inning for Dalen Miley. He has set down six in a row, struck out four to begin his night through an inning and a half tonight at Segra Stadium. We're scoreless on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Ryan Honda T-shirt toss. Make some noise. She was checking up on me from the game. She was singing in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. Hey. She had me feeling like she's ready to walk out.
thinking that it might be a good idea to take her with me. She's ready to leave. Well, let's go. But I gotta keep it real now.
Back on the mound for the Mudcats, Fernando Olguin. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 14, Cody Orr.
The Lacey DC bumping through the speakers. That can only mean one thing. Cody Orr is stepping up to the plate for the first time tonight. Cody Orr, Leo Stanley Molina, and Rainier Rivas will bat against right-hander Fernando Olguin in this bottom of the second. Scoreless in the early going. First pitch fastball off the inside. 1-0 on Cody Orr. He was absent from the lineup yesterday, making his first appearance of this series. Count evens with a fastball. 1-1 on Orr. Orr has fallen below the 200 mark average-wise on the season. He nearly got clipped with that ball, and in fact he did. A slider grazed him on the way by. It might have actually been a getaway changeup from Olguin. Didn't have much behind it, and Cody Orr just barely gets nicked and heads down to first base. That's already the fourth base runner the Woodpeckers have had. Logan Cerny reached on a single in the first inning. He got picked off. Then Loperfido walked and Williams singled, but those two guys were left in scoring position.
Ninth time this season that Orr's been plunked. He moves into a tie for second behind Yeris Ramirez for the team lead with Joey Loperfido.
And now it's Leo Stanley Molina ready, and the pitch is inside on him. Another lone-in fastball to start an at-bat. One ball and no strikes. Are we going to count the ball that took a bad hop on Cody during batting practice about a month ago and gave him a black eye? Because I think he deserves a hit-by-pitch for that, too. He's been a little unlucky this year in that department. Fastball misses low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. And he was walking around with a real shiner for a couple of weeks afterward, but he kept on playing through it.
Yeah, a couple of things to say about that infield that wasn't too happy about.
So see if Cody Orr wants to get aggressive and try and move. He has 24 stolen bases on the year. Good size lead for him. He's not going. And another pitch runs inside towards the feet of Molina. Olguin really missing on the inside to these right-handed hitters to start this second inning. Molina can wait for the perfect pitch here. He's ahead 3-0. Now a pickoff move over to first. Olguin wants to try and keep tabs on the base runners again after he picked off Logan Cerny in the first inning. Cerny was caught when he took his secondary lead. Cody Orr leaning a bit. Pitch comes in. It's a high strike called to Molina. And the count is 3-1.
You have to wonder if the fact that he hasn't pitched longer than an inning and two-thirds since his last outing against Fayetteville. He's been going less than two innings lately over his last few appearances.
Lazy fly ball into center. This could be trouble, and it is. It falls right in front of Fernandez. Garcia, the shortstop, was going out on it. And that split the two for what will be a single. It looked like Fernandez was hesitant coming in from center field. He wanted to avoid a collision at all costs. Garcia was tracking it over his shoulder until the very last minute. Didn't look like there was a lot of communication between the two. And perhaps nobody called that baseball. So a mental mistake that'll go as a base hit for Molina and put two on with nobody out and bring up the lefty Rainier Rivas. A line drive struck to deep right. Mendez drifting back on it. He makes the catch. Orr tagging from second, and he'll make it into third. Productive out for Rivas, and there's runners on the corners with one away.
That's two straight sequences where there was great base running by Cody Orr on that flare into shallow center. As the guy at first, you got to judge if that ball's going to drop or not, because he'll try to get the force out at second if it does. But he got far enough along to second where he was able to just take a couple of steps and make it in safely there. Recognized the fly ball out to right, even though it was hit hard, got right to that bag and took off the second the ball hit leather, able to get into third base, 90 feet away from giving Fayetteville the early lead.
So now Freddy Guillamo at the bottom of the order, batting for the first time, can try and do something here. First pitch slider, very far outside and low, 1-0 on Freddy. Middle infield of Garcia and Robbie, double play depth with something on the ground. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and Guillamo flies this one to center field. This should be deep enough to score the run. Fernandez finds the spot in front of the track, makes the catch, or coming down the third baseline. He scores, and Freddy Guillamo starts it out tonight with a sacrifice fly, and the Woodpeckers lead 1-0.
Just got to do your job there. Got a decent pitch to hit. You're just trying to get that ball into the outfield. That's exactly what Freddie did. Drove it to the deepest part of the ballpark. There's plenty of room for Orr to just go back to that bag and trot on home. Now the question is, can Fayetteville build on this lead? They weren't able to yesterday. Chance at redemption, though, in this second game of the series.
Hallmark swings and misses at an inside fastball. Fayetteville leadoff hitter Jackson Hallmark gets to bat for a second straight inning. He started the first with a ground out to third base, a high hopper that was played by Vargas behind the bag. Spin and a throw over to first, and again, Fernando Olguin wants to check up on a base runner, one of those two maximum pickoffs. 35th pitch for Olguin, and Molina's on the move. Pitch is high. Here comes the throw down, and it got a piece of Molina sliding in. I think that got him on the left hand or the elbow somewhere. Yep, and he's shaking that left hand. That got him right in the side of the hand, around the pinky or ring finger. That's a vulnerable spot, and that's the exact reason why you see so many players wearing that sliding guard now, not only for sliding into the base, but also avoid getting that hand hit with a baseball.
One silver lining is that ball did hit the ground before it hit his arm, so probably scrubbed off a little bit of speed, but he's still trying to kind of shake that arm off. But he got a great jump over at first. He was almost halfway down towards second base by the time the ball reached the plate. Excellent jump.
1-1 on Hallmark, and here's the slide step home. He gets plunked. Another pitch misses inside, and drills a Fayetteville hitter. Cody Orr was plunked earlier in the inning. And now Jackson Hallmark. And that was with the changeup as well, Colin. That pitch came in at only 80 miles an hour. And it doesn't seem like Fernando Olguin has any feel for that off speed at the moment. Another base runner with two outs, first and second. And Logan Cerny coming up.
Pretty much like what we saw with Shea Berry in yesterday's fifth inning, just having trouble locating that off-speed pitch.
Worth noting as well that with Jesus Garcia behind the plate today, that's now Luis Silva, Jesus Garcia, the two guys who have caught for the Mudcats. Fayetteville still hasn't had to deal with the strong throwing arm of Jefferson Kiro behind the plate, who has the strongest arm out of the four catchers on the active roster. And Kiro again scratched from the lineup late today, so unsure of his availability the rest of the series. After an off-speed pitch missed significantly down and outside, Carolina's seeing something they don't like out of their bullpen with Olguin. And Carolina pitching coach is making his way out there to have a chat. Drew Thomas with the slow walk out to the mound. And the whole infield will come in conference for this one. Logan Cerny saw a pitch in the zone back in the first and rolled a single into center field. Olguin at 37 pitches now, and the bullpen is activating, Colin, out there in left field. Carolina's not messing around here. After Olguin went five innings his last time against the Woodpeckers on July 2nd, he's on the ropes right now with that bullpen loosening. I believe a right-hander is starting to throw out there.
Yeah, like I said before, he hasn't really gone nearly as long as he did against the Woodpeckers back at Five County Stadium. So he's at this point, I think you're just hoping for him to finish out this inning and maybe go on to the next guy in the third.
1-0 after the meeting on the mound, and Cerny takes a rip at a fastball, fouls it off of Garcia. Steadies the count at one ball and one strike. Cerny coming into tonight at 269 in the month of July, so that base hit in the first will get him right over the 270 mark over the month. The extra base hits haven't really added up for Cerny this month compared to June when he won the Astros Minor League Player of the Month award. He has three home runs in July, just one double, four total extra bases, 1-1 pitch, low and inside. Getaway fastball, and it's 2-1 to Cerny. Molina at second base and Hallmark at first. Molina singled and stole second. Hallmark got hit by a pitch. Woodpeckers lead 1-0 on the Guillamo sack fly. 2-1 home, and Cerny looks at strike two. Well placed fastball in the inner half of the zone. Really, everything has been inside to right-handers. Even the strikes.
It's a dangerous location when you're pitching to Logan Cerny. Anything middle in, he will drive out to that left field wall.
Yeah, he can jump on that ball if he's looking for the fastball. And he calls for time right as old Green came set. Cerny going to step out and adjust those batting gloves. Hitters can ask for time twice, just like the pitchers can step off twice in it at bat. It's a two-way street in that respect with the rules here in the Carolina League. Wind now breezing out towards left center. And Cerny looks at strike three on the outside corner. One of the few pitches that Olguin worked to the outer half of the plate in this inning. Records out number three and picks up Olguin's first strikeout. But a run comes home. Cody Orr scores on the Freddy Guillamo sack fly. And through two innings tonight in downtown Fayetteville, it's 1-0 Woodpeckers.
Things in the house. You've won a tumbler and drink tickets, courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Show us that tumbler. So cool. Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Daly and Miley. Leading off the top of the third inning for the Mudcats, the first baseman, number 29, Jesus Chirinos.
Dalen Miley back on the mound for the top of the third inning. He now has a 1-0 lead. He's retired six in a row and faces the bottom three of the Carolina order. Now to take you through the play-by-play for the next couple, it's my friend Colin Casey.
Thank you, Andrew. First pitch to Jesus Chirinos, celebrating his 21st birthday today. It's on the outside corner for strike one. Chirinos hitting 208 on the season, six home runs, 31 driven in. Miley throws him a fastball, which is lined into left field just in front of Rainier Rivas for a base hit. So after retiring the first six batters of the ball game, Dalen Miley surrenders a leadoff single to the birthday boy, and that'll bring up Jeremy Vargas, the third baseman, the runner at first and nobody out.
He's got the strength of a 21-year-old now. And Rivas might have been able to come forward and make a big dive on that play, but hey, you have a run, leadoff batter in an inning. Save him, keep him to a single, let that ball short hop you and avoid extra bases.
First pitch to Vargas on the outside corner, called strike one. Vargas did not appear in yesterday's series opener. Hitting south of the Mendoza line at 187 on the year. Three homers, 25 RBIs. Check swing, and Vargas holds up. The Venezuelan signed as an international free agent just over 3 years ago now, July 2nd in 2019. The 1-1 taken outside. Guillamo wants an appeal, but Field umpire Shea Graham says that Vargas held up 2-1. Woodpeckers infield a double play depth, but neither of these two teams have been very successful in turning double plays this year. They're both at the bottom of the Carolina League. Fastball upstairs, and Miley looking to avoid his first walk of the evening. Fayetteville has turned just 47 double plays this season. Just behind him are the Mudcats at 45. 3-1, outside corner. Vargas winces at that call. It's a full count. Nine-hitter Jesus Garcia waits on deck. Miley from the stretch. The 3-2. Breaking ball just upstairs above the letters, ball four. Couldn't quite pull that one back into the zone, so Daylon Miley surrenders his first walk of the ball game. And the Mudcats are threatening, 2-1 and no outs. Here comes Jesus Garcia. Hitting 143, but he's only had 21 at-bats so far with the Mudcats, 3 for 21. Still looking for that first home run of the season. First pitch he sees, fastball at the knees, called a strike. Some clouds moving in, but no threat of rain this evening. Welcome sight after last night's weather. A wave and a miss by Garcia. He falls behind nothing and two. Had a 51-minute rain delay. Led to this yesterday's game starting just before 8 o'clock. Ended up going 2 hours and 40 minutes. 7-3 victory for the Mudcats. Check swing on the 0-2. Guillamo with a good stop to prevent it from going to the backstop. The appeal to field umpire Shea Graham, and he says that Garcia did in fact swing. It's strike three, and the fifth strikeout for Miley, a much-needed first out.
Yeah, Daylon Miley, I think, just litigated himself a strikeout right there. The home plate man, Brian Laws, wasn't originally going to call that a strike. Guillamo had a little hesitation, and Daylon Miley kind of barked at Guillamo and Laws and said, hey, I want an appeal, and he managed to get one, and sure enough, Shea Graham thought he went. Daylon Miley helping his own cause there and picking up strikeout number five.
So Chirinos at second, Vargas at first, one man out. And back to the top of the order, Henry Mendez, who comes in riding a 14-game hitting streak, the longest active streak in the Carolina League. Good opportunity to continue that streak and possibly tie the ball game on a ball hit to the outfield. Miley starts him off with a breaking pitch, misses low. Mendez has been able to raise his average up to 258, hitting well over 400 during this two-week hitting streak. Long pause by Miley, a glance at second, another glance, now he fires. Goes with the off-speed again, but good patience from Mendez, 2-0.
Yeah, and the average of 258, but the big number, Colin, is the OBP. That's a 371. That's a great percentage for Mendez. And he got on five times yesterday. He didn't only extend his hitting streak, but three hits, a hit by pitch, and a walk.
2-0 fastball. That one's over. Anytime you see that on-base percentage more than 100 points higher than your batting average, it means you're being pretty selective at the plate. Lefty waves his bat in the box. Now the 2-1. Hit on the ground towards the left side and through the shift into left for a base hit. Stopping at third base is Chirinos. Up to second is Vargas. And make it 15 straight games with a hit for Henry Mendez. He's closing in on the longest hitting streak in the entire league all season long, which was 17 games. And the bases are now loaded with only one out.
So he's at 15 games now. Woodpeckers, I believe, had Joey Loperfido living in that territory earlier this year. Yeah, Joey had his on-base streak was the big one. Joey's 33-game on-base streak. Whitaker and Corona still the highest hit streaks with 12. So You get on 15 straight games via hit, and that's kind of that next threshold you cross, and that's where Mendez is living now.
So they're loaded for Eduardo Fernandez in his debut. Lines one into shallow left. That falls for a base hit. Rivas charges, but he'll just loft it in on home. Coming in to score is Chirinos, and this ball game is tied at one apiece. So talk about an impactful debut. Eduardo Fernandez comes through with his first RBI and his first hit in high A.
Well, it's the second time through the order now, and you're seeing these Carolina hitters adjust to that slider for Dalen Miley that was so effective for him the first time through the order. He really messed with timing, but you know these Carolina hitters are going back up to the plate, expecting the off-speed, sitting back, holding that swing a fraction of a second later, so we'll see if Miley can adjust to that.
Ground ball left side through the glove of Whitaker into left field once again. One run in, coming across to score behind him. That is Mendez. And we'll see how they score it. Fernandez, in the meantime, moves up to second base. Oswald Leones brings home two more. Carolina has a 3-1 lead.
Man, you're probably looking at a two-run single right there, Colin, from Leones. Whitaker was in the area to make a play on that ball, but it was pretty well hit. He had to take a stab at it to his left. He was a little bit off balance. It might have barely nicked off of the glove. But a tough break for Miley now with three straight hits given up.
So first and second. Two down, three home in the inning. Hedbert Perez, the cleanup man, trying to keep this big inning going. Miley's first pitch to him, a breaking ball, chopped on the ground, foul off to the right. All these hits this inning have come early in counts, so you wonder if, instead of taking pitches, the Mudcats, second time through the order, have changed their approach, going right after Miley, sitting on fastball or off-speed, whatever it may be, and just taking hacks up there, and so far it's paid off. Quick mound visit from Freddie Guillamo, try to calm his pitcher down. Miley had retired the first six batters of the ball game. Still only one out. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. And that will be strike two. Perez, first time up, he went down looking to begin the second.
We have to tell yourself, if you're Miley right now, is look, I've given up some hits, but nothing hit super hard. It's been off the end of the bat, sliders on the ground that have snuck through the infield. Keep pitching to contact and hope you can get some outs that way.
Two-strike pitch just misses off the plate. Pitch count now up to 47 for Miley. Got off to that efficient start. There is some stirring going on in the Woodpeckers bullpen, but nobody throwing just yet. 1-2 is on the outside corner, strike three. Six strikeout for Dalen Miley, and that one much needed after three straight singles. Strikes out the cleanup man, Perez, and with two down, Eduardo Garcia looks to keep getting alive for the Mudcats.
Yeah, I think that's the first strikeout on a fastball for Miley tonight, and that's something he can use to advantage too, as I use so much off-speed my first time through the order. Maybe I can start wrinkling in that fastball a little bit more, and it can catch some hitters off guard.
Slider misses up and away to Garcia, also a strikeout victim in his first time up. Three runs on four hits so far, all coming in this third inning for the visiting Mudcats. 1-0, fastball right at Garcia's knees. Eduardo hitting 270 on the season coming into tonight. Nine homers, 45 runs driven in. Another Venezuelan in this lineup. A lot of these Mudcat players hailing from Latin American countries. 24 of their 28 players born outside of the United States, 14 of which from Venezuela, so very well represented. here in the Brewers single-A affiliate. Miley can't locate that breaking ball. It's a 2-1 count. Of course, their roster as well as Fayetteville's subject to change over the next few days with the MLB draft taking place just over a week and a half ago. Runners going, swung on and missed. The throw down to third, a great tag by Whitaker, and he is out. Jeremy Vargas, or rather Eduardo Fernandez, off with the pitch, and he is tagged out on a great throw by Guillamo. And a perfect tag by Whitaker. That ends the inning, but not before Carolina scores three times in the top of the third to take a 3-1 lead. We head to the bottom half from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
So here we are, the dog days of summer. The sun has mercifully set behind the clouds. It's Dollar Dog Night. We got the dogs, but you need to help us vote for the cutest dog we got here. Let's start on the end. This is Finley. She is a golden. Hello, Finley. Next we have Spruce. Spruce is a Brittany. Hello, Mr. Spruce. And next, dog number three, we have an adorable little Yorkie mix. This is Luna. Hello, Luna. And last but certainly not least, the largest entrant, this is Mick. Mick is an Aussie doodle. Named, yes, for Crocodile Dundee, Mick Dundee. This is Mick. All right, folks, you gotta help us vote. There's a QR code. You gotta help vote. Vote for the dog. We'll be back in the sixth inning. You are gonna select the winner. Go, Gers!
Fans, to vote for your favorite dog, scan the QR code on the screen. We'll announce our winner later in the sixth inning. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 36, Joey Loperfido.
It's the heart of the lineup for Fayetteville, who now trail 3-1 after taking the lead in the bottom of the second, but three runs come across to score for the Carolina Mudcats the top half of this inning, and all of a sudden, Fernando Olguin heads out to the mound with a lead, misses with his first pitch to Loperfido a couple inches low. Joey drew a walk his first time up, and he's ahead here 2-0. Hasn't really gotten many pitches to hit over the course of his first two plate appearances against Olguin. At 2-0, also downstairs, keeping the ball down, but Loperfido keeping the bat on his shoulder. Here's the 3-0. Low again, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Joey Loperfido. Heads down to first base. Always a speed threat. Fayetteville for the second straight inning. They have the leadoff man on.
Yeah, and Olguin just has not had the same night accuracy-wise as he did against the Woodpeckers about a month ago. He only walked one batter over those five innings that he got the win in. But tonight, you have two walks, both to Loperfido, a couple of hit batters as well, a lot of long, lengthy counts where he's fallen behind the hitters, so he hasn't been very pinpoint as he was his last time out.
Lead-up man Justin Williams takes ball one inside. Flared a single out to left field his first time up. It was a nice, smooth swing. That one had a lot more behind it, but he is behind the 88-mile-an-hour fastball at the top of the zone. 1-1 to the former Penn State Nittany Lion. Off speed misses low. Sun setting here in downtown Fayetteville. Cooling off a little bit, but still, for just after 8 o'clock, it's a steamy one on this Wednesday night. no rainstorm to kind of take away any of that temperature that we had yesterday. A throw over on Lo Perfido. He's back with a dive.
And I'll take a few extra degrees to start on time today.
No question about it. Get 93 degrees at first pitch. Still ways away from the hottest first pitch we've seen so far this season. Grounder to third. This could be two. Throw on to second for one. Robbie's throw across is in time. 5-4-3 double play. The twin killing quickly ends the scoring threat that Lo Perfido created by drawing a leadoff walk. Bases clear. Two outs in the inning, and Tyler Whitaker will try to start a new rally. Well struck ball by Williams, unfortunately, right at Jeremy Vargas. Kicked off that double play. Whitaker stranded a couple of runners with a ground ball to third of his own in his first at-bat. Fouls off at first pitch he sees. Whitaker, taken in last year's draft, third rounder in 2021. 1-1 count to him. Again, the eyes are on what changes take place in the meantime with some of the most recent draft picks for the Houston Astros. The big name, of course, Drew Gilbert, taken in the first round by Houston out of the University of Tennessee. Outfielder, very well find himself in the 9-1-0 sooner rather than later. Fastball misses into Whitaker.
He was assigned to the Florida Complex League this morning, Colin, in a move. So Drew Gilbert and Jacob Melton, the second-round pick out of Oregon State, who also signed. They have officially arrived to West Palm Beach.
Chopped foul towards the on-deck circle. As far as Melton goes, I think the happiest person in Fayetteville to see him get selected in the second round would be Brian Salgado, also sure, a former Oregon State Beaver. Salgado slated to pitch later this week. As of now, he is the probable starter for Saturday's game. A game starting at 5:05. Breaking ball to Whitaker out in front, fouled off once again, putting together another lengthy at-bat against Ole Gwein. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Downstairs, 3-2. The Astros also got a second-round pick as a compensatory pick for losing Carlos Correa in free agency, much like what happened when they lost out on Garrett Cole. That pick ended up becoming Alex Santos. Ball is fouled to the backstop. Whitaker will see another pitch. This will be pitch number 55 for Fernando Ole Gwein. Here it is. Fastball inside. A good take by Whitaker. And he watches ball four. Heads on down to first base. Second walk surrendered in the inning by Ole Gwein. He has now walked a total of three batters, including two hit batters. So that control continuing to be an issue for Ole Gwein, but so far it's only cost him one run. There's one of those batters he hit, Cody Orr. Scored the lone run of the ball game for Fayetteville last inning. Whitaker takes his lead off first. Ole Gwein fires, just misses with the first pitch off the outside part of the plate. Comes set, now the 1-0, fouled back by Orr. Always an exciting time as a Fayetteville fan, late July, early August, when you have all these brand new players coming into the mix on this roster. Throw over by Ole Gwein to check on Whitaker. But as a player, it's also a tough time for the current guys trying to kind of prove themselves in late July. Fight for their spots in this organization. Fastball misses inside to Orr.
Yeah, we asked Joe Thon a little bit about that, you know, where a player's head's at around this time of year. Are they kind of taking stock of where they sit? And said, really, it's just all part of the professional mindset. You know, you just have to focus on yourself and doing your work at the park each night.
Line drive caught by second baseman Zach Robbie. It was hit on the screws by Cody Orr, but it ends up being a loud out number three to wrap up the third inning. We head to the fourth, 3-1 Carolina leads from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fairy tales meant for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face.
We're extremely grateful to have wonderful season ticket members who support the Woodpeckers year in and year out. Every game this season, we'll randomly select one lucky season ticket member to be our Hutchins High Performance Season Ticket Member of the Game. This individual will take home a prize courtesy of Hutchins Law Firm. Tonight's High Performance Season Ticket Member of the Game is Amber Guevara. Congratulations, Amber, and thank you for being a season ticket member. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Daly and Miley. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Mudcats, the shortstop, number 13, Eduardo Garcia.
Head to the fourth, a 3-1 lead for the visiting Carolina Mudcats over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First pitch is lined out to center field, and running over to make the grab in the gap is Jackson Hallmark. That came off the bat of Eduardo Garcia, who was at the plate to end the top of the third inning before his teammate Fernandez was caught stealing. Here he swings the first pitch, drives out to center, but Hallmark runs it down. It goes to the books as an F8. Dalen Miley able to retire the first batter he faces in the fourth after giving up three runs in a turbulent third. Zach Robbie, who had the final putout in the third inning out at second base, takes ball one. Robbie, the former Minnesota Golden Gopher, takes that ball just outside. Known for their hockey program for sure, but also a lot of baseball talent coming out of that school as well in the recent years. Big Ten program. Robbie lays off, and he's ahead in the count 3-0 on Miley. Robbie, like Garcia just did, flew out to center in his lone at-bat so far. 3-0 misses down and away for ball four. And that will be walk number two issued by Dalen Miley. Robbie discards the equipment, heads on down to first base. Fans, if you're ever looking for updates on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Woodpeckers, capital N, capital C, or at Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers, all lowercase. Also on Facebook, Facebook.com/Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
We got a little surprise in store tonight for the
social media
followers.
Breaking ball in the dirt. Guillamo knocks it down. Since you teased it, you might as well go ahead and reveal it.
Stick around for the top of the fifth inning. If you're tuning us in now, flick over to Instagram, and Colin and I will be doing the first Instagram live session from the booth. Mid-game, fifth and sixth inning, we're going to go live on the Woodpeckers Instagram, and we'll try and interact with you on the air best we can, but go over and check us out in a couple innings.
Again, that's at Fayetteville Woodpeckers on Instagram. Breaking ball to Jesus Chirinos, and he lays off. It's now six straight balls from Daylen Miley after getting Garcia out on one pitch. Infield at double play depth. 2-0. Bat on the shoulder, and Chirinos takes ball three. He's pretty shocked if he ends up swinging 3-0 with seven straight balls thrown by the right-hander Miley. He gets his sign. Now the pitch. He does swing, and it's lined into center field for a base hit. That's why I'm in the broadcaster's booth. A one-out single from Chirinos. Up to second goes Robbie. And just like the third inning, Carolina threatening with one out.
Well, you're looking for your perfect pitch in a spot like that. 3-0, you're saying, I'm looking for a slider down the middle, and that's the only pitch I'm swinging at. It looked like that was a breaking ball from Miley. Center cut, and Chirinos decided to pull the trigger on it. And after the walk and the single, John Cavallo going out there to buy a little bit of time for the loosening Fabricio Reyna out in the bullpen. And it's a spot where you're, John, you're probably saying go to that slider again that was working for you early. That's your ground ball pitch. You got to force it all bases. Defense has got your back, and see if we can turn a pair.
It'll be Jeremy Vargas batting. Drew a walk his last time up against Miley in the third before coming around to score. Zach Robbie at second, Jesus Chirinos at first. Miley working from the stretch. Takes a look at second, first pitch. Fastball called strike one. Guillamo bluffed to throw down to first. Pretty big secondary lead over there by Chirinos. Lights have been on for quite some time here at Segra Stadium. Oh, 01 dips down and out of the zone. Days will only get shorter from here on out. So the sun will set sooner. Still some daylight, though, around here just after 8:15 on the East Coast. Miley with the 1-1 breaking ball, and way out in front, Vargas. Like he was waiting on a fastball and got the big hook instead. So it'll be pitch number 64 from Miley. Hoping to try to complete four innings. Another long pause. Now he deals. Breaking in the dirt again. Good stop by Guillamo. We haven't seen a ball get by Freddie so far, which has been pretty impressive. It's been a lot of low off speed he's had to keep in front of him, but he's gone down to his knees and kept his body in front of it virtually every time. Been a great all-around game for Freddie. Threw out a runner as well, and also has driven in the lone run for Fayetteville on a sacrifice fly. 2-2, hit on the ground, left side, backhanded. Molina, smart play, goes a short way to third, gets the force out, and Robbie is retired. He knew he had no chance at second or third, so just get the lead runner. Big second out in the inning, and now the infield can go back to normal depth and just try to get that third out wherever they can.
Yep, slider gets a ground ball. That was the game plan going into that at bat for Miley. Now, it wasn't a tailor-made ground ball, but you know, you have one of the best shortstops instincts-wise in the league over there in Molina. And he did the right thing with that ball being pulled to his backhand side.
Robbie's speed, that's also probably a run if it gets under his glove into left field. Be a substantial play to look back on in this ballgame. Here's Jesus Garcia. Catcher takes ball one just above the letters. So Vargas aboard at first now on a fielder's choice. Chirinos up to second. And two away in the inning. 3-1 lead for the Mudcats, trying to make it six in a row against Fayetteville. Won each of the final four games in their last series, just ahead of 4th of July. About an hour 20 up the road in Zebulon, North Carolina. The 2-0 from Miley, down and away, ball three. Those two teams will have one last series after this one out at Five County Stadium coming in the month of August. That is one of just three road series remaining for Fayetteville. We'll be on the road next week in Virginia to take on the Salem Red Sox. 3-0 is on the outside, on the inside corner for strike one. Garcia called back to the box by home plate umpire Brian Laws. Miley comes set. The 3-1. Tries to get that call on the outside corner, doesn't get it. Kind of shrugged his shoulders, asking Brian Laws what gives. It's a bit frustrated, but that'll load the bases. Third walk surrendered by Miley. And with two down, lineup card turns over. Hendry Mendez, chance to break this lead open for the Mudcats. Crucial at bat. Mendez 1-for-2, flew out to begin the ball game in the first, singled and scored in the third. High breaking ball, catches the top of the zone, strike one. One game technically final in the Carolina League so far, and that is the Salem Red Sox with a 9-3 win over the Fredericksburg Nationals. That game, a resumption from last night. Breaking ball just misses from Miley to even the count. But there actually was a day game as well out in Kannapolis. Cannonballers hosting Columbia, and the Fireflies knock off the top team currently in the South Division, 8-3 on the road. Breaking ball low. It's a big win for Columbia, who now moved to just a half game back of the Cannonballers. Kannapolis 16-10, Columbia 15-10. So just one less game played by the Fireflies, who again had an abysmal first half of the season, just 33-58 overall, but in the second half, which is all that matters at this point, they are right in contention in the South Division. Here's the 2-1. Down and inside, and Mendez one ball away from picking up an easy RBI, drawing a bases load walk, and extending this Mudcats lead to 3. Miley trying to avoid giving up his third walk of the inning. Deep sigh, the 3-1. Low for ball 4, and Mendez draws the bases loaded walk. That brings across Jesus Chirinos, who scores for the second time in the ballgame. The lead is up to 4-1 for the Mudcats. Out to the mound goes manager Joe Thon, and that will be the ball game for Dalen Miley. It was a promising start. 6-up, 6-down to begin the ball game for the right-hander, but the Ohio native will depart. Bases loaded and two away in the top of the fourth inning. This team trails 4-1. We'll tell you about the new pitcher, Fraylin Garcia, when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. And so I did it. Do you remember? Back in the fall, then we did it again. I'm
This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 31, Fabricio Reyna. Batting for the Mudcats, the center fielder, number 15, Eduardo Fernandez.
Eduardo Fernandez steps to the plate with the bases loaded and two down in the inning. Run already in, 4-1 lead for Carolina. Fernandez takes strike one from Fabricio Reyna. Apologies. Before the break, I said it was Fraylin Garcia. It's actually Fabricio Reyna coming into the ballgame. 2-3 on the season with a 7.71 ERA, 22 appearances all coming out of the bullpen this season for Fabricio. He's off to a strong start. Nothing in two. The count to Fernandez. Struck out 30 batters over 23 and a third innings. Looking to just get out of this inning with the deficit still at three. A swing and a miss. And he strikes out Eduardo Fernandez on three pitches to escape the jam. So the Carolina Mudcats strand three runners on base, but they do get another insurance run across on a bases loaded walk drawn by Henry Mendez to the home half of the fourth. 4-1 still the score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's a birthday time. No better place to celebrate a birthday than right here at Segra Stadium with your Woodpeckers. Some baseball. Folks, this is Genesis. She is turning eight today. And I want everybody, oh wait, this is Fayetteville. I want everybody in this stadium to help me sing happy birthday with her. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on. Happy birthday to you. Say go Peckers.
Go Peckers!
Yeah!
There's not a better place to take in your birthday than at a Woodpeckers game. All birthday parties come with a birthday cake courtesy of Bernie's Sweets and More. Contact the Woodpeckers front office to schedule your birthday right here at Segra Stadium. On the mound for the Mudcats, Fernando Olguin. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, the power hitter of the game, number 12, Leosdany Molina.
Leosdany Molina set to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. 7-8-9 hitters due up for Fayetteville. Back out, Fernando Olguin, and Molina hits this ball down the left field line, hooking, and it is foul. Not by a whole lot. Molina nearly had his second home run of the season against the Carolina Mudcats. He hit one in the previous series at Five County Stadium in the first inning of a contest, and just needs to straighten that ball out. Had plenty of distance down the left field line. The 0-1 is a called strike two. Molina singled and stole second base in the second inning. Waste pitch 1-2. So Olguin at 62 pitches. going to get this fourth inning and try to keep the line moving. High fly ball, shallow left field, shading in Perez. Didn't have to move too far, makes the grab for the first out. So Aguin has settled in nicely after a shaky second inning. Also had to strand a pair of runners on base in the first. Since then, got a much-needed double play ball against Justin Williams in the third, and since then he's retired two of the last three batters he's faced. That'll bring up Rainier Rivas. Big cut, and kind of pulled his head out on that pitch, 0-1. Rivas flew out to right field, but did advance Cody Orr to third, who eventually came across to score on another fly ball. That one hit down the left field line into the seats, 0-2 to Rivas. Rainier did it a home run also. Lake Molina in Zebulon launched one over the right field wall in that six-game series. 0-2, chopped up the middle. Shortstop coming over. That's Eduardo Garcia. The throw to Chirinos is in time. And so quickly, a fly out and a ground out in Fernando Aguin cruising through this bottom of the fourth inning. Looking to retire the bottom of the order in order. Freddy Guillamo, the sacrifice fly's first trip, stands in the way of that feat. First pitch, righty against righty, and Guillamo corkscrews himself into the ground with that first swing, comes up empty. Guillamo out of La Romana, Dominican Republic, takes ball one. Train moving on in from behind us, two tracks running about parallel with each other, one behind home plate and the other beyond the wall and left. There's a drive out to left field. Perez with another opportunity, and he makes the grab, trotting back in front of the warning track. And the Woodpeckers are set down in order by Fernando Aguin in the home half of the fourth. To the fifth we go. Tune into Instagram. You'll catch us on there as well as here on MILB.TV and FanvilleWoodpeckers.com. It's a 4-1 lead for Carolina at Segra Stadium.
Are you too heavy?
There's more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here, more to find than can ever be found. By the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky, keeps great and small on the endless round. Is the circle of life, and it moves us all to despair.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 27, Nick Swanson. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Mudcats, the designated hitter, number 34, Oswell Leones.
Oswell Leones kicks things off in the top of the fifth, a 4-1 lead for the Carolina Mudcats. Nick Swanson, the new pitcher on the mound for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He'll look to keep it a three-run deficit. Fastball fouled straight back. And to take you through the next couple of innings, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right. Thanks, Colin. We'll go live on Instagram bottom five for those of you trying to say hello to us in the booth. Nick Swanson comes home with his pitch, and he misses up high. Two balls and a strike. Leones Perez Garcia. Swanson, he has a 2-2 record and a 4.28 ERA, pitching in his 17th game of the year. Here's a fastball that got by Guillamo, and it sounded like it got a piece of Brian Laws somewhere in the shoe. But it's 3-1 now on Leones. He drove in a pair of the Carolina runs in the third inning. Two-run single. That put the Mudcats in front 3-1 after they tied the game. Lefty ready with Molina playing towards the middle. Here's the pitch from Swanson, and a ground ball hit into that shifted right side. Loperfido shuffling, and he picks up on the fringe of the grass, throws to first, gets Leones on a 4-3 putout, and one away for Nick Swanson. Among other numbers this year, Swanson has pitched 55 innings in his first real full season of professional baseball. Pitched a little bit at the Astros rookie ball affiliate, four games last year, making his debut. 26 earned runs given up by Swanson, six home runs allowed, 33 walks, and 60 strikeouts. For the former ball player out of Northeastern State in Oklahoma. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Perez, and he golfs that one back of home out of play. That'll make it onto the roof of the parking garage, I'm pretty sure. One ball and one strike. Swanson, now 23 years old, just recently turned 23 back on July 8th. 1-1 pitch is high and away to Perez, 2-1. Hedbert went down on strikes both times facing Dalen Miley and both times looking. The 2-1, and he grounds this one foul off the facing of the Woodpeckers dugout. That ball rolls inside of the rain tarp. So 2-2 on Perez, trying to avoid the hat trick in his first three at-bats. Again, a shift on against a lefty. Molina playing towards the middle, and Whitaker towards short. Backdoor breaking ball, just missed off the outside. It fills the count on Perez. It is 3-2. Eduardo Garcia on deck. There's a breaking ball that falls in for strike three. Perez strikes out for a third time, and Nick Swanson has two quick outs coming out of the bullpen.
That was a great breaking ball. Third time that Perez has gone down looking. He just hasn't been able to pick up those breaking pitches well throughout this ball game. And Swanson, kind of similar to what Miley brings to the table with that curveball, just starts high and drops very quickly down to the bottom of the zone.
First pitch down in the dirt to Garcia. That'll start him 1-0. Eight strikeouts now for Woodpeckers pitching. Miley Cade, six. Left with the bases loaded. Fabricio Reyna got a critical strikeout of Eduardo Fernandez to exit that inning. And now Swanson with one. Final line on Reyna is an easy one. A third of an inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, and a strikeout. He did his job. Serving is the bridge to Swanson. The 2-0 is a little high, just below the letters of Garcia. That was a changeup by Nick, and it's a three-ball, no-strike count on the Carolina five-hitter. The shortstop 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a line out to center field, one that he hit well into the alleyway, and Hallmark was able to chase down. There's a fastball that gets Swanson climbing back into it. Three balls and a strike. Four runs, five hits, no errors for Carolina. A run on three base hits, no errors for the Woodpeckers as time is called at the plate. Stadium lights now fully illuminating the diamond at Segra Stadium. High breaking ball is ripped deep but foul. That'll get over the train tracks and over the train that's parked out there. I have a funny feeling, Colin, that park train extends all the way out towards Hay Street and is cutting off traffic right now, as it often does.
Had one of those mid-afternoon, around 3:30. It was just not moving at all.
Payoff pitch wipes out Garcia swinging. Swanson goes from behind 3-0 and comes back to strike out Garcia and end a 1-2-3 fifth inning. Strong start for Nick Swanson out of the pen. We're halfway through it tonight at Segra Stadium. The Woodpeckers still trailing the Mudcats in game two by a 3-1 score.
Blake Doug has our contestant down on the dugout for a game of Whose Dog Is This? Presented by Wake Research. Take it away, DP.
In keeping with the dog theme every Wednesday, it's time for Whose Dog Is This? This is Stephanie. Stephanie, say hi.
Hi.
Stephanie's taking a break from momming, and she's going to answer some questions for us. We're going to show you some dogs on the screen, and you got to tell us who owns that dog, who their human is. You ready? All right. First one, whose dog is this? No, who's the owner?
Oh. Charlie.
Charlie. We'll take Charlie. Is Charlie Snoopy's owner? Yes, he is. All right, one for one. Next. Oh.
Human. Steve.
Steve, is she correct? Yes. All right, Stephanie, two for two. One more. Here we go. Whose dog is this?
Lilo.
Lilo. Yes! Congratulations, Stephanie. She got all the dogs correct. Say go Peckers.
Go Peckers.
That's right. Why must I feel like that?
Back on the mound for the Mudcats, Fernando Olguin. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number two, Jackson Hallmark.
Jackson Hallmark begins the bottom of the fifth inning and takes the first pitch fastball down and inside, 70th pitch of the night for Fernando Olguin. And the next pitch is a little bit low. Two balls and no strikes on the Fayetteville leadoff man, Logan Cerny and Joey Loperfido will get to take their hacks in this inning. And here comes the 2-0 pitch. And it drilled Hallmark. That's the second time he's been plunked today. And another changeup that just got away from Olguin and missed inside. That was the same pitch that Hallmark got plunked with in the second. So he'll have a couple of bruises to show for it tonight, but is aboard for a second time. The leadoff man is on for Fayetteville. It's the third time they've put the leadoff man aboard tonight.
And at least he's hit by pitches, as you mentioned, are changeups, so not exactly too much velocity and just valuable getting your leadoff man on in Hallmark.
Logan Cerny, the new hitter, and the first pitch called a strike of the low outside corner. The Woodpeckers have struck out just one time in this game, and that was Cerny looking in the second. Hallmark can run, and here's the pitch. Cerny grounds it to short. This could be two. Picked up by Garcia to Robbie for one. The turn, the close play at first, and Cerny is called out. It's a double play, 6-4-3 to wipe the bases.
Yeah, right. I was about to say, it's good to see them putting the ball in play more often. 15 strikeouts the other night, and just bad luck. A couple of hard hit balls right at the Carolina defense. Talked about how they didn't turn a whole lot of double plays throughout the year, and just like that, they've been able to turn a pair against the Woodpeckers tonight.
Rainier Rivas steps in. Joey Loperfido, not Rainier Rivas here, Loperfido, the other lefty in the lineup. And a fastball missed low and outside for ball one. Joey's been aboard twice, walks each time. Olguin has hit three batters, Hallmark twice, and walked three batters. But those three base runners have not come back to cost him thanks to those double plays. Loperfido hits this one deep out into center field. Fernandez going back on it. Giving up. It is long gone. Over the batter's eye. Loperfido smashes his seventh home run of the year and gets the Woodpeckers within a run. It's 3-2 in the fifth inning. And that might be the longest home run he's hit in 2022.
Might be the longest home run anybody's hit at this ballpark this season. Deepest part of the yard. Squared up a pitch right to center field. A lot of his home runs this year have been hit out towards center field. So when he squares it up, he gets all of it. And that ball just disappeared into the night sky. A big jolt to this Fayetteville offense. A much needed one here in the middle innings.
And now Justin Williams coming up, and he swings over top of a changeup. 0-1. Williams is singled and also bounced into a double play, one of those two double plays the Woodpeckers have hit into. It was Williams with the long ball yesterday, and now Lo Perfetto tonight. Fastball down and inside, and forgive me, I believe I said 3-2 when Lo Perfetto hit that home run. 4-2 the score, two-run ball game. So the Woodpeckers within a pair. And Williams takes a knee-high changeup on the inside. The count is 1-2. And called strike 3 on Williams, bottom of the zone. So Alguin gets out of it, nice response. But Joey Lo Perfetto gets the Woodpeckers a run closer. It's now a 4-2 ball game on his 7th home run of the year. And through 5 tonight, the Woodpeckers trail 4-2 to the Mudcats. We're back in a moment for the 6th inning.
Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero. Chief Warrant Officer 2, Harry Jones, is from Houston, Texas. Fans, let's hear it for Chief Warrant Officer 2, Harry Jones. Thank you for your service.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart.
Leading off the top of the 6th inning for the Mudcats, the second baseman, number 4, Zach Robbie.
To be an American, where at least I...
Zach Robbie leads off the top of the 6th inning and takes the first pitch down and inside from right-hander Nick Swanson. Robbie has lined out to center and also drawn a walk. And that pitch missed outside to him. It's 2-0. Next pitch very high. Missed from Swanson. 3-0 on Robbie. Jesus Chirinos and then Jeremy Vargas will follow. 6-7-8 to face Swanson. Woodpeckers a run closer now. 4-2 the score after Joey Lo Perfetto hits a solo home run to center. Robbie flips aside the bat. That's a 4-pitch walk given up to him. And it brings up Chirinos with a man on.
Saw Robbie draw that one-out walk last inning. Kind of got things kick-started for the Mudcats in the fourth. Two innings prior. Kick-started that offense in the fourth inning, eventually allowed them to get what could very well be a huge insurance run in that fourth.
First pitch strike to Jesus Chirinos. And the count is 0-1 on Chirinos, who singled both times he's been up and scored a pair of runs. Pitch down to the dirt, and Guillamo couldn't backhand it. One ball, one strike. Mudcats still out hitting the Woodpeckers 5-4. But all their hits today have been singles. Pitch outside. Benamo able to pop out of the crouch and pull that one in. 2-1 count on the Carolina first baseman. Chirinos with his pair of singles is now 2-for-4 in the series and hits a deep line drive out to left. Rivas misplayed it and it gets over his head. One hops off the base of the wall. Robbie gets the stop sign at third. And Chirinos gets to second base. He has a 3-for-3 game. And he's added a double to his two singles. And Rivas took a couple of steps in on that ball. He took his first steps in. And let me tell you, the youngest stages of coaching, you got to make sure you step back first as an outfielder and read that baseball. Rivas took the wrong angle, and he was unable to make the correction on that line drive that got up on him quickly. Over his head at a two-base hit, puts Robbie at third. Chirinos at second. Two in scoring position, and Carolina trying to get the run right back that they gave up in the fifth on the Loperfido home run. That was something they were able to do yesterday when the Woodpeckers scored three runs to go ahead in the fourth inning. They had an instant response. Now the infield plays in. Vargas the hitter. And a knee-level slider is taken for a strike. It's 0-1.
Another instance where huge out looming right now at the plate for Fayetteville.
Down to the dirt, that gets away from Guillamo, and it takes a nasty hop. It rolls halfway up the first base side, all the way over to the facing of the Woodpeckers' dugout. Zach Robbie scores on the wild pitch, and Chirinos goes to third.
Just been that kind of night, really, for Fayetteville. Dalen Miley in that third inning was generating some pretty weak contact, but the ball just ended up falling in the outfield grass, led to three runs here. Guillamo's had a great night behind the plate. Ball bounces off his pads funky and leads to a run.
Next pitch, a strike to Vargas. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. A pop fly, and then he'll get over the netting on the first base side. Still 1-2 on Vargas. He has walked, scored, hit into a fielder's choice. Whole Fayetteville infield still in on the grass. A 5-2 Carolina lead. They're back up by three. Here it comes. And another foul along the first baseline.
So, yeah, at this point, got that runner on third. Still the infield in. It's almost a must-have on a ground ball to get that runner at the plate.
A fastball elevated by Swanson. It's two balls and two strikes. Salem has closed out a win over Fredericksburg tonight. 9-3, the final there. Just the seventh loss this second half for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Out to the best start of any team. 18-6 coming into tonight. A Brainer Bonacci, contact hitter for the Salem Red Sox, who hadn't hit a home run all year long. He was playing when the Salem Red Sox came to town for the first homestand of the season. He hit two home runs tonight. And there's strike three by Swanson. A payoff pitch that gets Vargas looking. Swanson's second strikeout.
It's almost a similar situation what we've seen with Jackson Hallmark lately. Had a couple of home runs on the road after struggling to hit any out, hit two in Kannapolis. All of a sudden, start to see those extra base hits pile up. Sometimes that's all it takes for a young hitter. You hit one home run, and the floodgates open.
Fouled back by a new batter, Jesus Garcia, and that's actually the third strikeout for Swanson. He also K'd Eduardo Garcia, ending the fifth inning. And to write that one into the scorecard. So two-outs, man on third. Infield will still play in. Swanson gets ahead 0-1. Here's his pitch. And it's low to Garcia. Another good block by Guillamo. I know that one ball got away from him in this inning, scoring Zach Robbie, but that was one of the very few that has escaped the home plate circle, the dirt area. Guillamo's been able to keep just about everything in front of him. He's had to block a lot.
To be fair, that ball did stay in front of him.
Yeah, I did. A little too far out in front of him. Changeup misses low to Garcia. And the count is two balls and one strike. I know everybody was interested in the Instagram Live. We're still going to try and make it happen. We had a malfunction here in the booth, though. Fastball swung and missed by Garcia. We have a stand that we bought for Instagram Live purposes to hold the cell phone, and the part that holds the cell phone, it popped off, and I'm trying to be a handyman and a broadcaster at the same time to screw it back on so we can get on Instagram here. Slider wipes out Garcia. Here's a swing and a miss. Swanson with back-to-back strikeouts.
Usually use the term technical difficulty. This is more like a mechanical difficulty.
Mechanical malfunction.
Yeah, but I think those are even more frustrating than technical difficulties, because then you get to a point where you're fixing something around the house, trying to get something to fit in. You're just at the point where you just want to snap it in half.
Yeah, and we don't have a toolbox up here, so I'm trying to fix this with my bare hands. I don't have a Phillips or a flathead available. If anyone tuning in around the ballpark does, maybe flip one up through the broadcast windows to us. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and a fastball gets down and inside on Mendez. 40 pitches now for Swanson. He's in a 1-1 count with Mendez. Leadoff man has extended the hitting streak to 15 games and has reached base twice tonight on a single and a walk. He checks his swing well too far. There's a breaking ball and briefly got away from Guillamo. Chirinos thought about coming home, but he held his run at third. And Mendez now in a 1-2 count. With the five times he reached yesterday, twice today, that's not too bad. He's been on base seven times already over what is really just a game and a half worth of at-bats. Only time he hasn't been on base was his first at-bat tonight, the fly out to right field that started our ball game. Fastball low from Swanson at 92. And it's an even two-ball, two-strike count. Woodpecker's pitching is now struck out 11. That ball shorts the pitch. Ricochets back to Guillamo, and Chirino slides in ahead of Guillamo's chance to tag. Ball ricocheted back to Freddie, as it often does, and that's usually advantage catcher, but Chirinos committed the moment that ball got by him. And two wild pitches have brought home two runs for the Mudcats, and they're out to their largest lead of the game, 6-2, four-run advantage.
It's frustrating, too. Swanson's stuff's been great, but that was just an example of him finishing way too late. Spiked that curveball, got by.
And now Mendez hits it deep center field. Hallmark on the run. He gets to the warning track, and in front of that 400-foot wall makes the catch. The inning is over. Swanson gives up a pair, though. A walk and a double, and then two wild pitches. Score two. The Mudcats lead 6-2 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Ray Strother Real Estate, Kiss Cam.
I wanna know what
fans, this Mudcats pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Mudcats, number 32, Jefferson Figueroa. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 8, Tyler Whitaker.
Bottom of the sixth inning at Segra Stadium, Tyler Whitaker leading it off for the Woodpeckers. And the first pitch from new right-hander Jefferson Figueroa in for a fastball strike at 95 miles an hour. And it's 0-1. Next pitch home. Here's a bouncing ball hit out towards short. Charging Garcia. Gloves one hand. Throws on the move. And makes it over to first in time to get Whitaker on a 4-3 putout to make it a 6-3 putout. Now Cody Orr coming up. We are now live on Instagram. We have fixed the phone stand. We told you we were going to be on in the fifth. Now we're on in the sixth. But we're glad to have you with us, and it looks like we already have a lot of people tuning in. All right.
Fashionably late.
Well, yeah, a little fashionably late, us broadcasters, but welcome inside the booth. Tune in Fayetteville Woodpeckers on Instagram, and you can find us.
They call this one more the beta test of it, but we're definitely looking forward to doing stuff like this more often.
This is the pilot episode as Cody Orr is into the right side. The first pitch missed down and in on him. The next pitch, the second pitch make it, and it's 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch, and he swings through a changeup. Clipped the catcher on the backswing, and it's 1-2. 6-2, Carolina leading. They scored 2 runs in the top of the sixth to go up by 4. Cody Orr tonight has been hit by a pitch, and he's also lined out to second base. Here it comes. Fastball center cut, got him looking. And Cody Orr strikes out for the first time tonight, falls to 0-2. Couple of quick outs in this sixth inning, and it brings up Leo Stanny Molina, the 7 hitter and shortstop.
A good start to the inning for Figueroa. Goes right after Whitaker, gets that ground out and overmatches Orr, especially with that fastball.
Jefferson Figueroa kicks and throws, misses outside with a 94-mile-per-hour pitch. Figueroa this year has an 0-6 record, a 6.42 ERA. He's pitching in relief for the 7th time. He's also made 8 starts for the Mudcats. High fastball to Molina, 2 balls and no strikes. 2 outs, nobody on base in this bottom of the 6th. And Molina serves a soft line drive out to left center. That'll fall for a base hit. Drops between Perez and Fernandez, and Leo Stanny Molina has himself a multi-hit game. He's starting to put together a good series. The RBI double yesterday, and now a pair of singles tonight. 2-out base runner on for Rainier Rivas.
Been put the ball in play a lot as well. Been able to do it throughout this entire game so far. Had the sharply hit fly ball in the fourth inning as well. So good to see him start squaring the ball up after getting moved down in the order.
Fastball strike starts out Rivas. And it is 0-1. Rivas hit one deep out into right field back in the second. Flied out and then a ground ball to shortstop. He's 0-2. The 0-1 offer. Changeup got him to swing down low. Nothing in two on Rainier. Freddie Guillamo standing on deck. He's driven in one of the 2 Fayetteville runs with a sac fly. The other was on a Joey Loperfido solo home run. Figueroa at the belt, his stretch and pitch. Molina on the move. Here's a high chopper hit past the mound. It's fielded on the grass in front of second by Garcia. He throws over to first base and gets the out, and that ends the inning. The Woodpeckers do not score in the sixth. They get a 2-out base hit out of Molina. Believe him, strained it. And after 6 innings tonight at Segra Stadium, it's the Mudcats 6 and the Woodpeckers 2.
Take it away, DP.
Here we are. Time to find out the winner. Let's go over the contestants first. Again, number 1, we had Finley, beautiful golden. Then we had Spruce, the Brittany. Then we had the Yorkie mix, Miss Luna. And then Big Mick. All right, folks, who did you vote for? The winner is... It is... Mick the Aussie Doodle is the winner. Congratulations, Mick. Thank you, Tito's. There's your winner, the Dog Days. Go Packers!
Hey man, start up the party. You put a woman in front and a man behind. I hope woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Fans, it's time for the Budweiser Zero. Last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nick Swanson. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Mudcats, the center fielder, number 15, Eduardo Fernandez.
Seventh inning, Eduardo Fernandez leads it off against right-hander Nick Swanson. His first pitch is out, popped up, and that is over our heads in the booth. And out of play. Now to take you through the play-by-play on the 7th on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, MILB.TV, and Instagram Live, here is Colin Casey.
Thank you so much, Chappie. Nick Swanson had about a couple of minutes to just get a breather before he goes back out on the mound after the Woodpeckers were retired pretty quickly in the bottom of the 6th inning. But Swanson now out there for his 3rd inning of work, has an 0-2 count. And Fernandez pops one high in the air on the infield. Guillamo trying to find it. He can. It tails away from him and lands in fair territory and drops. And it will end up being a double for Eduardo Fernandez. What an eventful debut it's been for Fernandez. He had an RBI single in his second at-bat with the Mudcats. And this one, a sky-high pop-up that Guillamo didn't really see until it started coming down. It ends up landing about 5 feet behind him. Just in fair territory. Tough break for Swanson, just like that runner in scoring position for the Mudcats.
That is the highest and shortest double I've ever seen on a baseball diamond. Just planted itself in the grass.
Oswell Leones swings the first pitch and fouls it straight back. That'll help the slugging percentage at least. That'll be a fun one to tell the family about. What was your first extra base hit in minor league baseball, at least in full-season minor league baseball? That was a pop-up that ended up getting about 7 feet deep past the plate. 1-1 count to Swanson, as Chappie mentioned earlier in the broadcast, a former Northeastern State University right-hander. Breaking ball, check swing, and Leones went around. The ball gets away. Fernandez makes a dash, and Guillamo rushes the throw into left field, and easily scoring was Fernandez to make it 7-2. Chappie, I think that was an instance where Guillamo wanted to make up for the miscue before that. Ended up skipping the throw past Whitaker into left field, and just compounding things here in this seventh inning for the young catcher.
Yeah, sometimes those plays, they just get real frantic with the runner on the move. I think Guillamo got to that ball pretty quickly. He saw the runner about halfway between second and third, thought he could rush a throw, like you said, Colin, make up for it, and just got out of his throwing mechanic and shorted that baseball and adds another run.
Swanson's 1-2, a breaking ball low. As I was mentioning, though, Swanson from Northeastern State University, they were in the news a little bit a couple of weeks ago. A former Northeastern State University right-hander, Ryan Helsley, of the St. Louis Cardinals, making his first All-Star game. Fastball in tight on Leones. Ducks out of the way to fill the count. Talk about a hard-throwing right-hander, Helsley. Triple-digit heat coming out of that Cardinals bullpen. They've got a lot of guys up in St. Louis that can crank up the heat. Remember, Jordan Hicks was a guy coming up who sitting the 102 mark. Leones stays alive. Foul ball off to the right.
Did they attempt to convert Hicks over to a starter? I think they might have done that at one point.
I think so. I think you're right. I haven't heard much of him lately. I can't remember if he ended up going on the IL.
Giovanni Gallegos ended up really taking over the closer role for the Cardinals the last couple of seasons.
Low breaking ball, ball four. And Leones draws a walk. So after the double, followed by a steal of third by Fernandez and coming home on the E2, another base runner on for Carolina. They hold on to a five-run lead in the top of the seventh. Again, those tuning in on Instagram, anytime we're not doing these Instagram lives, be sure to follow all the action all season long for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, either through the audio at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com or the MILB First Pitch app, or at MILB.TV to get crystal clear HD video quality. Our crew here, camera crew at Segra Stadium, has done an outstanding job all season long. And hanging out there in the heat earlier in this ball game, breaking ball in the dirt, Guillamo makes another throw down. This one's into center field. And Hallmark backs it up, so no further advance. Just a rough inning for Guillamo. He won't get charged with an error, as in motion already was Leones, so silver lining there. Another runner in scoring position for the Mudcats.
Yeah, fortunately, Leones slid in and popped to his feet and didn't see the ball go into center field. Jackson Hallmark did a good job of coming forward and backing up that play. Otherwise, we'd have been looking at a second throwing error.
So that ball in the dirt ends up being a wild pitch. Another runner in scoring position. Fastball to Hedbert Perez, who's trying to avoid the golden sombrero upstairs. Count is 2-1 to Perez. Cleanup hitter for Carolina just hasn't been able to get going offensively in this ball game, but the rest of his team has certainly picked up the slack. Swanson with a breaking ball, swung on and missed. 2-2 count.
I'm told that TikTok Live is also a popular way to reach the people, Colin, not just Instagram Live. We have a TikTok.
Yep.
Woodpeckers TikTok. That might have to be the next live we do. I don't know. Can you go? Somebody tell me, can you go live on Instagram and TikTok at the same time? Is that a possibility?
That was a discussion in the office earlier today, trying to figure out if that's possible. Without using multiple devices, of course. Breaking ball down and away. Count is full once again.
Bullpen out there warming, Colin. A right-hander starting to loosen up for the Woodpeckers.
Swanson trying to pick up this first out of the inning. Payoff pitch, fastball, high, ball four. And Perez able to shake off the hat trick by drawing a seventh inning walk. That puts runners at first and second, still nobody out. And out of the Woodpeckers dugout comes pitching coach John Kovalik. He will trot on out, talk with the right-hander Swanson. Try to get this inning back on track with one of the big-time run-producing guys in the Mudcats lineup coming to the plate in the form of Eduardo Garcia.
Asheville Tourists have gone final tonight, Colin. The high affiliate of the Astros, they went 8-3 tonight. And J.C. Correa, he hit his seventh home run of the year. And guess who else homered? Miguel Palma. That is three home runs for Miguel in four games since he got promoted from the Woodpeckers.
That seems like how it's been this year as far as Woodpecker hitters go. Quincy Hamilton making a quick impact earlier in the year when he got called up. Kennedy Corona was about as hot as can be in Fayetteville when he got the call, and that just continued once he got to Asheville. So great to see Palma keep that hitting going. He was an outstanding hitter, especially in the month of June for Fayetteville. Ended up banged up from an injury, came back, and drove in the game-winning run in his first game back after going on the shelf for a week. Eduardo Garcia waves the first pitch down and away. Garcia is 0-3 as well with a pair of strikeouts and a flyout. Mudcats trying to make it six straight wins against Fayetteville, dating back to the previous series between these two teams. Count now 0-2.
They play the Aberdeen Ironbirds tonight out in Asheville. Orioles affiliate, again, 1-8-3. Heston Kerstad, who was with Delmarva, debuted with the Shorebirds when we were out there, top pick from the Orioles a couple years ago. He hit his first high A home run tonight.
He did not spend a lot of time in Delmarva.
No, it was quick. He batted about 340 in this league, and he was gone within a month of debuting with the Shorebirds. Former Arkansas Razorback Heston Kerstad.
One of many talented prospects in that Baltimore Orioles system. Garcia, wave and a miss. Strike three. Swanson picks up another strikeout. That is his fifth strikeout of the ball game. So much like Dalen Miley, despite a couple of runs coming across, Nick Swanson has had that strikeout pitch working, a much-needed first out in the top of the seventh. Third time that Garcia has fanned in this ball game. Zach Robbie steps in, former Minnesota ball player. Watches ball one miss down and away. Robbie fly out in the second. He has since walked twice, coming across to score last inning. The 1-0. Fastball just outside. I'm trying to read some of the comments. I am well overdue for a trip to the optometrist. This prescription is far out of date. I can't really read it from here.
Yeah, people are giving us nicknames in the chat right now.
Good stuff. I've been meaning for a good nickname. Obviously, you're colloquially known as Chappie around here. So, 3-0 count to from Swanson to Robbie. Trying to avoid issuing his third walk in four batters is Swanson. The pitch, fastball up and away, ball four. And Robbie draws his third walk of the ball game. That'll load the bases, one down in the top of the seventh. And that will bring manager Joe Thon out of the dugout. And he motions to the bullpen. That will be the end of the night for Nick Swanson. So he's able to record one out in the seventh. But three walks do him in. He's surrendered one run in the inning so far, responsible for all three runners on base. And it'll be up to a new arm for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers to get out of this jam in the seventh inning, where the Carolina Mudcats lead it 7-2 from downtown Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Cause there's money in the bank and some off Saturday. So if they pass that fifth the jack this way, I turn it up, down, up, down, up, down. We're just holding it down here in BFE. Still rolling around with a bar CD. Freebird, 5 minutes deep, head bobbing up, down, up, down.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 43, Jacob DeLabio. Bases loaded, coming to the plate for the Mudcats, the first baseman, number 29, Jesus Chirinos.
Bases loaded, one out, top of the seventh, one already home for Carolina. New arm on the mound for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It is Jacob DeLabio, who has seen a lot of this Mudcats lineup, pitched in a couple of extra inning appearances last time these two teams met, back in Zebulon a couple of weeks prior. This time, another high leverage situation, but he's just trying to get a couple of outs and get out of the seventh inning before things snowball out of control. Jesus Chirinos the batter, and he has had quite the night. 3-for-3, couple of singles, and he doubled in his last plate appearance in the sixth off of Nick Swanson, who departs after 2 1/3 innings pitched. Ball taken by Chirinos. Count 2-1. Again, Chirinos celebrating his 21st birthday today. Celebrating in style. It seems like no matter what sport you're talking about, guys seem to perform better on their birthdays. He lays off. It's 3-1.
I remember Nate Perry hit a home run on his birthday last season. Nate is out of the Astros system now, but he's playing with the Charleston River Dogs, a catcher, and we're going to see Nate here at Segra, I assume, when Charleston comes to town in a few weeks. Be good to reconnect with him, former top 30 prospect in the Astros system.
Fouled off, count now full to Chirinos. Again, bases loaded. Jacob DeLabio on the season, 0-2 with a 2.93 ERA across 15 and a third innings pitched. Payoff is sent down the right field line. This will find its way onto the concourse. One hops up over our office building. Oswald Leones at third, Edbert Perez at second, Zach Robbie at first, all three reaching via a walk. Another 3-2, foul tipped and held on to by Guillamo for strike three. Wasn't sure if it might have clipped the dirt, but Freddie able to squeeze it. Big out number two for DeLabio comes into the game and immediately strikes out the first batter he faces, so Jeremy Vargas will look to try to take advantage of the bases loaded situation, which nobody has been able to do so far in this inning. Vargas so far has reached base twice, but still has not recorded a hit tonight. First pitch from DeLabio below the knees.
You're talking about three high leverage outs in this game that the Woodpeckers have asked to get from their bullpen guys, and Reyna, he got one, got to have the bases loaded spot in the fourth. Now DeLabio trying to get two with the bases juiced.
Fastball high, 1-1. DeLabio, the 24-year-old out of Kenosha, Wisconsin, attended Carthage College nearby in Wisconsin. A big swing, and Vargas down 1-2. Of course, Wisconsin, the home of the High A affiliate for the Carolina Mudcats. Obviously, their major league affiliate as well, the Milwaukee Brewers. 2-1. That's over for a strike. Brewers right in the middle of a tight race in the NL Central, trying to win their first division in quite some time. St. Louis Cardinals also in the mix. The 2-2. Foul tipped, held on to again by Guillamo. And how about Jacob DeLabio? A couple of huge strikeouts to get out of the bases loaded jam. Second time in the ballgame that Carolina has left the bases loaded. They do, however, get another run on just one hit and three walks that loaded the bases. But DeLabio pitches his way out of it. We head to the seventh inning stretch, a 7-2 advantage for the Carolina Mudcats here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Take, sing a little louder. I, so it's for the Packers. Say it loud. At the old, atta boy, Packers, atta boy.
Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Hey, Macarena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Tu cuerpo para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Hey, Macarena. Macarena tiene un novio que se llama. Que se llama y apellido Vitorino. En la jura de bandera del muchacho. Será de con dos amigos. Macarena tiene un novio que se llama. Que se llama y apellido Vitorino. Y en la jura de bandera del muchacho. Macarena, tu cuerpo para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dale tu cuerpo a la alegría, Macarena. Hey, Macarena.
Back on the mound for the Mudcats, Jefferson Figueroa.
Dale tu cuerpo a la alegría, Macarena. Hey, Macarena.
Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 4, Freddie Guillamo.
Freddie Guillamo set to lead things off in the bottom of the seventh inning. A 7-2 lead for the visiting Carolina Mudcats. A bit of a delay here. It's both umpires looking down the right field line. I'm wondering if the door might be open down there in the corner. But they got their eyes on something now. It's right fielder Henry Mendez picking something up over in the corner. So that must have been the culprit. Got a couple of things down there on the ground, and he just slips whatever it was into his back pocket.
Yeah. Hope it wasn't somebody's cell phone.
Maybe it was a winning Mega Millions ticket.
Possibly.
Up over a billion now. First pitch to Guillamo, swung on and missed. Freddie 0-for-1, drove in a run on a sacrifice fly, and the second is also flown out. Pitch from Jefferson Figueroa. And that is strike 2. Figueroa took over in the 6th for Fernando O'Guin, who is in line for the victory. Came into today 1-2 on the season. His lone win came against the Woodpeckers, so trying to improve to 2-0 against Fayetteville this year. 0-2 breaking ball just out of the zone and heads to the backstop.
If you won the lottery, I hope you would still show up for work tomorrow.
Mike Collins sick.
Would you just go AWOL on me?
I don't know if it would be a permanent vacation. The 1-2. Fastball right down the middle for strike 3, and Guillamo moves to 0-for-2 on the night. Goes down looking. Figueroa picks up his second strikeout of the outing, and the lineup card turns over. Jackson Hallmark will hit for the 4th time. It's been a painful night at the plate for Hallmark. Grounded out to third his first time up and has been hit by 2 pitches since then, both of them off speeds from O'Guin. So he'll face the new arm on the mound and takes fastball just below the knees for ball 1.
And on base percentage, we were talking earlier about it being 100 points higher than the average. Hallmark's gotten up over the 200 mark. Average-wise, he's at 203, but his on-base is now at 329. So whether it's walks, hit by pitches, or as of recent, a lot of base hits, Hallmark is becoming a dependable on-base guy at the top of the lineup card.
Ball 3 to Hallmark. He might be able to work his way on without swinging the bat once again. Figueroa working very quickly on the mound, but took a moment to gather himself for delivering the 3-0 pitch. Hallmark taking all the way at strike 1. And Jackson playing some of his best baseball over the last couple of weeks in Fayetteville. He takes strike 2 on the high and outside corner. Former Nebraska Cornhusker awaits. Payoff pitch. Chopped left side. Vargas Fields' throw is just in time to get the speedy Hallmark by half a step. 2 up, 2 down for Fayetteville, and Logan Cerny will try to keep the inning alive. He bats the bases empty and 2 down. Cerny is 1-for-3, singled up the middle in the first inning, struck out looking in the second, and grounded into a double play in the 5th. Been a bit of a frustrating series so far for Cerny. Count 1-0. Put the ball in play all 4 times yesterday, but resulted in 4 flyouts, including one that just nearly ended up over the left center field wall. Big swing by Cerny, fouls it off, 1-1.
I got Garcia, the catcher, right on the side of the mask. He's kind of walking around now trying to stretch out his jaw. That one got him flush.
There's one thing that this Mudcats team has. It's depth at the catcher position,
yeah.
Though. Jesus Garcia out there. Yesterday in the lineup, it was Luis Silva who drove in a couple of runs. Jefferson Caro, who was the designated hitter in yesterday's game, gets today off, also a catcher. And you've got Jose Cibrian as well. Hard grounder left side and through for a base hit. Cerny has his second hit of the ball game. He's rounding first, heading into second. He will jog in with a 2-out double. Wasn't really much of a threat to get that ball in. Perez had a long way to run down the left field corner. And Logan Cerny sparking a two-out rally. He's in scoring position for Joey Loperfido, who has reached base in all three of his trips and homered to dead center his last time up.
Well, we were talking earlier in the game about the lack of extra base hits this month for Logan Cerny. He's still been batting close to 280 on the month of July, but he hasn't had a lot of those where he's just tucked it inside of the line, put stuff in the corner in the alleyways for extra bases. Most of the time when he's really gotten a hold of the ball, it's ended up over the wall this year. So he'll take a base hit like that. Really hasn't had many swings since June, kind of like that one, and now a multi-hit game.
14th double of the season for Cerny. Loperfido watches ball one this high from Figueroa. Cerny second on the team in doubles, only trailing this man. Loperfido with 17. 1-0, hit up the middle softly. Eduardo Garcia fields it in between hops. The throw is in time, and the inning is over. So the two-out double from Cerny, all for naught. Fayetteville held scoreless for the second consecutive inning. We go to the eighth, Carolina 7, Woodpeckers 2. You're tuned in right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network from Segra Stadium.
Double play Doug has our contestant down on the dugout. Take it away, DP.
I'm here with my good buddy, Brett. How old are you, Brett?
Eight, about to turn nine.
Well, your job tonight, Brett, is an easy one. All you got to do is tell me how many people came to the ball game tonight. All right, here's your choices. Is it A, 2,889, B, 2,401, or C, 2,587 people? Your choice.
B.
Brett says B. Is he correct? Yes! Yes! Brett has guessed correctly. Let me get a Go Packers. Say Go Packers.
Go Packers.
That's right. Good job, Brett.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jacob DeLavio. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the Mudcats, the catcher, number 16, Jesus Garcia.
Top eight from Fayetteville, 7-2 lead for Carolina. Jacob DeLavio on the mound. First pitch he throws to the nine-hitter, Jesus Garcia, is fouled off to the right. And to take us home on this Wednesday night from Fayetteville, North Carolina, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Thanks for everybody that tuned us in there for an inning and a half on Instagram Live. That was fun. A bouncing ball hit towards the third base dugout and foul into the camera well. We'll probably do that again Friday night, maybe Saturday or Sunday. So follow us on Instagram, at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Jesus Garcia tonight has struck out a couple of times and also reached on a walk. Henry Mendez and then Eduardo Fernandez will get to face DeLavio. Foul tip on a high fastball. 95 from DeLavio. He has all of that velocity tonight, and that was apparent in the seventh inning. He came on at a huge spot. Bases loaded, one out, and struck out back-to-back hitters, Chirinos and Vargas. So 1-2 on Garcia, and here it comes. Slider missed very far outside, pulls Guillamo away from the plate. One ball and two strikes. You now have Reyna, who came on in the fourth inning, inherited the bases loaded, two outs. DeLavio inheriting the bases full with one out. And all three of the outs they've recorded have been with the strikeout. And neither of those guys allowed a base runner. So three batters with bases loaded, new pitcher coming in, three strikeouts. That's been one of the bright spots tonight for Fayetteville pitching. The two runs have been scored on a Guillamo sack fly and a Loperfido solo home run, his seventh of the year, that came in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now 2-2 on Garcia. Here comes DeLabio, and he misses low with a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. Count full on Garcia after DeLabio was ahead, nothing and two. This guy you want to go right after. He's only reached on a walk tonight, playing in his first game of the series. And now the payoff. Swung on and missed. Struck him out. And that's three straight strikeouts for Jacob DeLabio.
He's just been unhittable since coming into the ball game. Great to see him battle out of the bases, loaded jam, and just carving right through the 7-8-9 hitters for Carolina. The real test, though, coming back to the top of the order. Guys that have done a lot of damage tonight and really all season long for the Mudcats.
Now it's lefty Henry Mendez. 1-for-3 with a single, a run, and also a walk. That walk came with the bases loaded in the fourth, drove home a run. Mendez stays off the first pitch, a high changeup. DeLabio with the shoulders, kicks and delivers. And here's a chopper, hit over the reach of DeLabio, played near second by Loperfido. He throws across his body and gets Mendez, who is just jogging up that first baseline. And he's retired for the third time tonight. Two quick ones for DeLabio, and now Eduardo Fernandez, who's having himself a nice Carolina Mudcats debut, digging in for a fifth time. He's 2-for-4, doubled and scored in the seventh, also drove home a run with a single in the third. Fastball strike, so it's been a lot of firsts tonight for Fernandez. First hit, first RBI, first run. He did fall short of his first stolen base in the Carolina League, thrown out by Guillamo, trying to grab third in the third inning. Swing and a miss. That was the breaking ball from DeLabio, and he's quickly in front, nothing and two, trying for a 1-2-3 inning and trying to make it five in a row retired since coming on behind Nick Swanson in the seventh. The shoulder high set and pitch. Misses just outside. 94-mile-per-hour heat by DeLabio.
Good effort by Guillamo to try to frame that one, pulled it right back to the corner, but Brian Law is behind the plate, not buying it.
A 1-2 pitch, strikes him out swinging, inside changeup. Jacob DeLabio has set down five straight and K'd four of them along the way. So great night from the Fayetteville reliever. And now the Woodpeckers coming up in the eighth, trying to cut into what is a 7-2 deficit. Williams, Whitaker, and Orr will bat when we return.
And good luck. And which one is it? For the Mudcats, Jefferson Figueroa. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 10, Justin Williams.
First pitch out in the bottom of the eighth inning from Jefferson Figueroa. And it missed outside to Justin Williams for ball one. Next pitch is high and away. Two balls and no strikes. Fayetteville trailing the Mudcats 7-2. And Carolina trying to take a two-game lead in this series. Going to Thursday. Line drive punch the opposite field. And that is a ripped single by Justin Williams going the opposite way with that pitch. It was an inside fastball at 93. Did exactly what you want to do there. Keep the hands tight. Put the barrel on the ball. And Williams has his second hit of the day. The Woodpeckers have also drawn even now in the hit column with Carolina. Seven per side, but they're trying to do something with those base runners.
Seems like Justin Williams kind of simplified his approach to the plate, and it's done wonders for him. Had multiple hits in the defeat in the series finale against Kannapolis. Home run yesterday and two hits again today.
Tyler Whitaker is the new hitter. Has reached once tonight on a walk, but is 0-for-2 with a couple of groundouts. One to third, one to short. And that pitch inside, it popped away from Garcia momentarily. But the Carolina catcher gets to it quick and keeps Williams down at first base. Justin Williams with that single. Now has three hits in the series. He was 1-for-4 yesterday with the two-run home run. 2-for-4 tonight. 1-1 pitch. Whitaker gets into this one. Hits it way out to center field. Fernandez chasing back. Gets to the wall. Out of here. Center field shot for Whitaker. Two-run home run, his fifth of the year. Now a 7-4 game. He got into that high fastball.
He certainly did. And that's one that's been a long time coming. First home run since June 23rd back here in this ballpark for Tyler Whitaker. Squared that ball up, and it's two home runs tonight that have been hit to the deepest part of the ballpark over the batter's eye. Lo Perfido a couple of innings ago. The Fayetteville offense once again has life.
So three-run game, still nobody out in the eighth, and things start to get interesting now. You said it, Colin. We haven't seen a lot of ball games this year, maybe none, in fact, where two different Woodpeckers hitters have gone deep over the batter's eye. And I'm not even talking hitting the batter's eye above that yellow padding atop the high wall out there, but completely clearing the batter's eye. There's an additional maybe 10, 15 feet worth of a screen up above that wall. And Lo Perfido and Whitaker have both cleared it. And you got to hit a ball 425, 430 to get it over that high screen as Orr strikes out swinging. Yeah. Second time he's K'd. He goes to 0-for-3.
That is a long way to hit a baseball, I'll tell you that much.
And it's got to feel good for Tyler.
Only one I can think of that went over there in that area prior to tonight was actually Lo Perfido again in one of those day games at home on Sunday. It went out in that area, pretty similar to where his home run tonight landed.
Fastball strike to Molina, and it's an 0-1 count. There's a bouncing ball hit towards third, but foul beyond Joe Thon. Nothing at two on Leo Stanny. Solid bounce back by Figueroa after giving up the two-run home run. A strikeout now has Molina down in the count. Leo Stanny 2-for-3 tonight, couple of singles. He joins Logan Cerny and Justin Williams as the other Woodpeckers with multi-hit games. And this ball cracked on a fly, center field. Fernandez chasing to his left, and he's able to angle it off and make the catch for round number two.
Man, Leo's been putting some great swings on the ball throughout this game. Pair of hits, a couple of loud outs, too. That one hit sharply into right center field. Unfortunately, Fernandez didn't have to move very far to make that play, but that's very promising. Use a guy who's a reliable 2-3 hitter in your lineup, starting to get that rhythm back.
Rivas swings and misses at a low fastball. 0-1 count on Rainier, who has put the ball in play three times, but is 0-for-3. And bounces this one out towards first. Played on a short hop. Chirino able to backhand it. Made that one look a little difficult, but brings it in, stomps on first, and ends the inning on a three unassisted. Figueroa gets three straight outs after the Tyler Whitaker two-run home run, but that makes this a three-run ball game, 7-4. Carolina, as we head to the ninth inning from Segra, next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's just the beginning, because it has always been innately and uniquely human to be a builder. We can't help ourselves. It's in our bones to build, to take the world around us and build it into something more playful. Because a playful mind sees the world not as it is, but for everything it could be. Get building and make the world your playground. Building for 90.
Come close now, let me tell you a lie.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Jacob DeLavio. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Mudcats, the designated hitter, number 34, Oswell Leonis.
Top nine, and Jacob DeLavio continuing his strong night on the mound. He's set down five in a row, struck out four, and starts the ninth with a fastball strike to Oswell Leonis. An 0-1 count. Leones has driven in two of the Carolina's seven runs. They lead the Woodpeckers 7-4. A two-run single in the third inning. Inside fastball called strike two. Leones stepped away from the plate, but that looked like it just got into the lower inside quadrant for DeLabio. Leones has walked and also struck out, grounded out, all a part of a 1-for-3 evening. The 0-2. Breaking ball lands. Strike three called. Five strikeouts for Jacob DeLabio over just six batters faced. And that ties the season high. It evens the five strikeouts he put up in his season debut on the road in Kannapolis against the Cannonballers. First time he struck out five since April 9th. That was just the second game of the regular season. And here's Hedbert Perez, 0-for-3, three strikeouts and a walk. Swinging and missing at a first pitch fastball. DeLabio establishing himself early in at bats with that mid-90s heat. Molina playing towards the middle. Here comes the 0-1. And a slider misses down and in.
Yeah, even though in a ball game you give up seven runs might not look like a great pitching performance on paper, but everyone's had their bright spots that's pitched in this game for Fayetteville. We've seen a lot of guys with some of their best stuff we've seen in months.
Swing and a miss. High fastball. Perez down to the count, 1-2.
Kalen Miley struck out six batters. Things got a little haywire in the third inning, but got off to a really strong start. Nick Swanson, seven strikeouts. Had that strikeout pitch working throughout the ball game, and now you see DeLabio doing more of the same.
That pitch didn't miss by much. Fastball just off the inside. Borderline call, 2-2. DeLabio trying for a season-high sixth strikeout. He comes to the shoulders, left leg kick, pitch. Got him swinging on a breaking ball down to the dirt. Guillamo picks it up and doesn't bother to tag Perez. He just walks back to the dugout. Six Ks for DeLabio. He He's punched out the 2, 3, and 4 Carolina hitters. Perez goes to 0 for 4, 4 strikeouts. Maybe that's why he didn't run out that strikeout. A disappointing night for Hedberg. And now Eduardo Garcia into the right side, 0 for 4, 3 Ks for him as well. And a fastball placed on the inside. Again, a first pitch fastball strike. 0-1. Jacob DeLabio, the 24-year-old from Kenosha, Wisconsin, pitches and misses upstairs. It was a changeup, it seemed, that got away from DeLabio. 1-1. And now the break even, a slider, a little finesser. No, that was the fastball make. It looked like it had a little bit of cut action to it, but Garcia swings through.
Definitely had some movement on it. Broke a couple of inches back towards that outside corner. Any extra movement you can get on that fastball is huge.
The 6 strikeouts, not only a season high, but a career high for DeLabio. And a foul ball keeps it 1-2 on Garcia. DeLabio trying to add a 7th to what is now a career night for him. Debuted with the Woodpeckers in professional baseball last September. 5 games out of the bullpen. Most he struck out last year in a game was 3. Again, he set a new season high tonight with 6. 1-2 again. And Garcia pops this pitch up right side of the infield. Should end the inning. Lo Perfido looking into the night sky, waving his arms, making the catch. A 1-2-3 inning for Jacob DeLabio. Perfect baseball for him tonight. Over 2 2/3. Career high 6 strikeouts and one more chance for the Woodpeckers to try and grab 3 to tie, 4 to win when we go to the bottom of the ninth next.
Heartburn strikes, get fast relief with Tums. It's time to love food back.
And if I have to crawl upon the floor, come crashing through your door. Baby, I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Cats Jefferson Figueroa. Leading off the bottom of the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 4, Freddie Guillamo.
Woodpeckers down 3, still facing right-hander Jefferson Figueroa. It's Freddie Guillamo lining the first pitch, left field. That's sinking quick, and it's in front of Perez for a leadoff base hit. Exactly how you needed to start an inning. Needing 3 to tie, and Freddie Guillamo's had a big night. Sac fly that got the scoring started in the second. Been playing pretty good defense behind the plate. Had to sacrifice the body a lot tonight. Hit a ball deep to left in the fourth and now gets that one to drop. Jackson Hallmark, the new hitter. First pitch changeup, a strike. Didn't hit it out to left field in the fourth, but it was a deep flyout. And Guillamo has been putting the bat on the ball better than really any game in the month of July tonight. Here's the 0-1. Hallmark caught leaning out in front of that off speed. It's nothing in two.
And for Freddie, it's just about barreling up the ball. When he's able to get that ball square on the face, his exit velo is second to none, really, on this team.
Yeah, no doubt he's a strong kid. Here's a liner that gets over the leap of Vargas and falls into left field. Jackson Hallmark had no lower half in that swing. He just stuck his bat out on a pitch that was probably a half foot outside of the zone and was able to flick it into left for a single. Back-to-back base hits. Hallmark with his third hit of this series. He's on for a third time, now 1-for-3.
And in the blink of an eye, the tying run is coming to the plate, and it's a guy who's been in this situation before. Logan Cerny coming up. We've seen him come through in the clutch in the ninth inning at Segra Stadium. Does he have another big swing in him tonight?
He's 2-for-4. He doubled his last time, ripped a ground ball, passed the dive of Vargas at third, and got it all the way down the left field line. Cerny takes the first pitch low. One ball and no strikes. And Logan has also hit into a double play, so it's been a mixed night for him. Double play, 6-4-3 in the fifth, and he struck out looking once. At the belt, Figueroa throws and misses up and away to Cerny. One ball and no strikes. The Woodpeckers have not led since the second inning when it was 1-0. Three runs scored for Carolina in the top of the third, and they've been up since. Led by as many as five at one point before a two-run bottom of the eighth for the Woodpeckers. The pitch home. Cerny stays off it, gets by Garcia, ricochets back towards home plate, but he won't have a throw. Both runners advance. Guillamo gets to third, Hallmark to second, and that takes away the force.
That's massive. Very least, Cerny, a fly ball hitter, gets one to the outfield. You're talking about bringing in a run and cutting the lead to two, even on an out.
And a 2-0 count to Cerny. Can make him awful selective here on which pitch he wants to swing at. And the Carolina bullpen doesn't have anybody throwing just quite yet, but somebody's standing and walking towards the mound right now, and there's some stirring going on. The pitch from Figueroa is fouled away by Cerny. Got one he liked, 94. Just a little bit to the right side of the plate, slightly outside, right underneath it.
Figueroa's not really getting stretched thin either. He's gone at least four innings in each of his last three outings, so it's not really an issue of fatigue, just trying to be able to get these final outs.
Cerny flies the 3-1 out of play down the right field line. Onto the concourse it goes, full count. That was pitch number 50 of the night for Figueroa. The long ball has been an issue for him this year. Gave up the two-run home run to Whitaker in the eighth, his eighth home run surrendered this season in just over 50 innings of work. Guillamo at third, Hallmark at second, open base at first. Nobody out in the ninth, the pitch. And Cerny had an off-speed changeup come his way and fouls it off, keeps it at 3-2.
It's got to be such a difficult spot to be in as a pitcher. 3-2 count. Guy like Logan Cerny at the plate, you know you got to throw a strike to him. Tough guy to challenge, especially in a situation like this.
So if he gets another off-speed or if Figueroa tries to ramp it up with a fastball. The second 3-2 pitch to Cerny. He pops this one up. This is back towards our broadcast location, coming our direction. And it landed just to the left of our booth. So it remains 3-2 on Cerny. He got another pitch on the inside. Tried again, a payoff, and he swings and misses at one down in the dirt. A good battle between Figueroa and Cerny, but Figueroa wins it, and he picks up a huge first down in the ninth to bring up the lefty Joey Loperfido.
He gave him a couple of strikes with full count, and I think he just figured, you know what? First base is open. I know he represents the tying run, but I'll take my chances with a pitch in the dirt. sure enough, the free-swinging Cerny went after it. Smart play there from Figueroa and a big out number one.
Well, Perfido's had a big night in terms of getting on base, and he's hit a home run. This pitch is sprayed foul to the left side. And it's an 0-1 count on Loperfido. Woodpeckers trying to even up this series. Going to tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch in Game 3. Edinson Bautista gives the Woodpeckers a good chance to win a ball game. Steven Cruz on the other side for Carolina. 0-1 pitch down the dirt, and Garcia able to keep it in front of him. Saved that baseball like a hockey goalie, kicking it off of his left shin guard.
We've talked about so much the first couple games of the series, Chappie, what Loperfido's done to set the table for the guy behind him. The very least, if he's able to draw a walk like he's been able to do so far in this series, you give a chance to Justin Williams to walk this thing off with one swing.
Now the 1-1. It is a little high. Above the belt, below the letters to Loperfido. 88-mile-per-hour pitch there from Figueroa. Right-hander continuing to loosen out there for the Mudcats, and it is a guy that has closed many a ball game against the Woodpeckers this year, Michele Vassalotti. 2-1 to Loperfido. Is at the top of the zone. Called a strike. That was a slider. Working around the back door. A little bit outside, a little bit high, but steadies the count. And now the plate ump. Brian Laws stepping away. He wants a reset of the pitch clock. Shortstop Garcia playing up the middle. Pretty wide open left side if Loperfido can go the other way. 2-2 pitch. Loperfido rips it the opposite way, but foul up above the Carolina dugout. Thin crowd sticking around, hoping the Woodpeckers can pull off a ninth inning comeback. Warm Wednesday night. These are the ones you call the Fayetteville faithful. Still hanging around. Late stages of a Wednesday ball game. Woodpeckers scored 2 in the 8th on a Whitaker home run. Trying to add some more. 2-2 is up and inside. And another full count. You have to wonder, Colin, even if Figueroa were to get Loperfido here, just because he's been having to labor in this ninth inning. Back-to-back deep counts to Cerny and Loperfido. Would they keep him out there? Go to Vassalotti, who's just about ready out there in the bullpen. Payoff pitch to Loperfido. Strikes him out, and it looked like he wasn't ready for the pitch that came his way. A changeup on the outside. Might have been thinking fastball, tried to hold off, and got caught swinging late.
Got to give a lot of credit to Figueroa. That's two of the best batters in this lineup for Fayetteville that he struck out, needing to throw a strike to both of them, gets them to swing at both pitches, and he's one out away, from an impressive save to close this one down.
And now it's Justin Williams with two in scoring position representing the tying run. Fastball strike starts out his at bat. Have our answer from the question a moment ago that was posed is, would Victor Esteves still go to Vassalotti? But the answer is no. He's letting Figueroa try to close this thing out and get the four-inning save. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Outside to Williams. One ball and one strike. Four runs on 10 Woodpeckers hits. They've out-hit Carolina 10-7 tonight. Here's the 1-1 offering. And Williams hits a ground ball out towards third. It's scooped by Vargas. He spins. He throws to first. The stretch pulls Chirinos off of the bag. And Williams is safe. Guillamo scores from third. Hallmark goes to third. 7-5 game. And the tying run is on. Vargas got a little casual with it over there.
Talk about a game of inches. I mean, it just pulled Chirinos off the bag. And as you mentioned, it was a sharply hit ball. Williams not the fastest runner out there, so he had time to kind of set his feet and make sure to throw a strong ball across to first, but just enough to pull Chirinos off the bag, and this is just the guy you want to bring to the plate with your backs against the wall based on what he did last inning.
Whitaker in the eighth inning hit the two-run home run that started to make this game interesting. Got it to 7-4. Now he represents the winning run at the plate. First pitch to him is a high fastball, ball one. Might have actually been the change there from Figueroa. Clocked at 84. Sticking with Figueroa with Vasilotti ready in the bullpen. Middle infield, playing straight up. Whitaker takes. It's a strike. Another changeup by Figueroa on the inside.
What redemption this would be for Tyler Whitaker based on his struggles he's had against Carolina this season. Homered his last at-bat. Chance to be the hero in the ninth now.
Here's the 1-1 set and pitch. Whitaker checked the swing and went well too far. Trying to hold up as a slider darted outside. And he's down to his final strike, 1-2. Official scoring on the Williams play in E5. Carolina played 26 outs of clean baseball tonight until the misfire by Vargas. Runners on the corners. Here it comes to Whitaker. It's inside. No, called strike three, and this ball game is over. The Woodpeckers strand two in the ninth. Leave runners on the corners. Tie and run on the winning run at the plate. But they did make it interesting tonight, scoring three unanswered over the eighth and the ninth inning to ultimately fall in game two of this series by a 7-5 final. Carolina has a 2-0 lead in this series going into Thursday. We'll return in a moment for the Woodpeckers post-game wrap-up on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com as well as MILB.TV to break down all the scoring in this one and set up tomorrow's Game 3 matchup for you between Edinson Bautista and Stephen Cruz of the Carolina Mudcats. 7-5, the final. Mudcats win tonight in Fayetteville. Back in a moment.
Time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans, welcome back inside the broadcast booth for the final time tonight. Thanks again so much for coming out to Segra Stadium tonight and being a part of the action. Interesting game late, Colin. The Woodpeckers made something of it after being down 7-2. You felt like the game was starting to run away from them, but Tyler Whitaker suddenly changed the mood around the ballpark with his huge two-run home run. It's one of the longest balls we've seen Whitaker hit this year. Lo Perfido going deep to center as well. I don't know if we've seen a pair of Woodpeckers both clear the batter's eye like we did tonight at Segra Stadium, but those two guys barreled up a couple of baseballs. 7-4 game after Whitaker goes deep. Couple of runners get on, and the ninth run ends up scoring on that throwing error in a two-run ball game. And even though the Woodpeckers trailed for the bulk of the night, they at least had the tying run on, winning run at the plate. And kind of like yesterday, there was a lot of positives to take ultimately from a loss, even though, you know, the pitching staff did well today. Jacob DeLabio was dominant out of the bullpen yesterday. There was some stuff to take from the game also. What'd you take from tonight?
Yeah, it's anytime you lose a game like that, it's frustrating, but there was a lot of positives to take from it, like you said. Great pitching performance all around. Even though give up seven runs, you don't expect to see a great pitching performance. But there was a lot of swings and misses generated by this pitching staff. Most notably, Jacob DeLabio coming out of the bullpen, being almost untouchable throughout his outing. He did a really nice job. Yeah. Nick Swanson as well, able to strike out five batters himself. Dalen Miley had a rough third inning, but six up, six down to be in the ball game, struck out six batters. missing a lot of bats. They end up tying their season high in strikeouts, and the only time they've struck out 18 batters in a game was in a game that went longer than 9 innings. It was opening night against Kannapolis. So pitching staff performed pretty well. Joey, of course, with the home run, which was nice to see. A big two-run home run to give life into the crowd for Whitaker. And going into that ninth inning, it felt like Fayetteville was in a great situation. The leadoff single from Guillamo, Hallmark, flares one over the third baseman's head into left. Two on, nobody out, but really nice job by Jefferson Figueroa to strike out the side, get out of the inning against three deadly men in the lineup, really, for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Clutch pitching ended up prevailing, really, in this ball game. So fall behind 2-0 in the series, but again, at least you have something to kind of build on going into this Thursday night game, and you've got a couple of great pitchers on the mound. I'd say the best pitcher right now on this Woodpecker staff, and Brian Salgado. He's pretty good too.
Edinson Bautista.
I was trying to say a couple of guys coming up here in this rotation that can really give you an opportunity to win a ball game.
Yep, Bautista going tomorrow for the Woodpeckers. 5-3 record, 3.18 ERA, and Fayetteville also have a test in facing Steven Cruz again, who threw 6 scoreless innings against them earlier in July. Steven Cruz, 3-4 record, 4.63 ERA. First pitch coming up at 7:05 Eastern tomorrow. Colin and I will be on the air with you beginning at 6:50 for the Woodpeckers pregame show on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV. The final line scores tonight, 7 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Carolina. They leave 7 runners on base, 5 runs, 10 hits, and an error, 9 left on base for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers tonight, as Carolina now has a 2-0 lead in this series going into tomorrow's Thursday ball game. Come on out for some drink specials tomorrow, Thirsty Thursday, and also if you're here on Tuesday and managed to get one of those Nightmare on Hay Street t-shirts, bring it out tomorrow for the actual Nightmare on Hay Street night. It should be a lot of fun. And again, it's first pitch 7:05, and Colin and I will be on the air with you at 6:50. Hope you enjoyed your time out in downtown Fayetteville tonight, Woodpeckers fans, and Integra Stadium. Hope to see you out here throughout the week as well. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, and drive home safely. Good night.